today, yeah. Puddle of Mud will perform live. Magician and entertainer Penn Jillette. Ozzy reviews the Blue Man Group.
Coming out of the closet.
The loudest band in the world, Van Stone.
Show us your boots for democracy.
Las Vegas Mayor Oscar Goodman. Roy from Siegfried and Roy. NASCAR champion Miller Lite driver Kurt Busch. Ultra-conservative representative Richard Martin.
They got their hooks in you, Adam, the liberals out here.
Carrie Hart from the hit show Inked in our Ass Kiss Rodeo Championship. It's all right now from Las Vegas on the Adam Carolla Show, brought to you by Miller Lite.
Yeah, thank you. Welcome. We appreciate you coming out. Feel free to shut up. But get loaded and have a good time. You won't bother us. Appreciate you coming out to the beautiful Palms. All right. That's going to get old fast. We got 4 hours. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint, everybody. Let's focus. All right. First off, I want to thank the Palms for having us. Beautiful ghost bar up here. It is spectacular. George Maloof is here of the famed Maloof Brothers. You are the owner, or you and your brothers own the establishment. Yes?
Yeah, we're all together.
Yeah, you're all together. You ever think about killing them off and just taking over for yourself?
No, not too often.
Really? We also have the mayor of Las Vegas, Oscar Goodman.
Welcome, man. Great to have you in town.
Great to be here.
And I have a proclamation for you today.
Please.
I've declared that March the 9th of 2006 is going to be named Adam Carolla Day in the city of Las Vegas. I ask all of our citizens to recognize you for the great job that you're doing. As a matter of fact, when I came in here this afternoon, one of the valets down at the Fabulous Palms valet section,
sure,
said he listens to you every single morning as do all the valets. And
that's awesome, but George is going to have to fire him because he's not doing his job.
No, he says on the way to work, on the way to work.
Okay, I see.
And he says he listens to your words to live by.
Well, thank you.
Now,
is every March 9th going to be Adam Carolla Day, or is it going to be Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley this time next year?
You have one March 9th. That's all in this town.
Okay, all right. So it will forever be, or just today?
Just today.
All right. Well, thanks for nothing.
It's all right.
No.
Bittersweet. All right.
Don't jump the gun here.
All right, just hand over the key to the city and let's get going.
I got something better for you. I have a good luck mayorship for you.
Okay.
With my likeness
on
it.
What's
that worth? With $4 in this, you could buy a Starbucks anyplace.
All right. Now, where's the key? Seriously.
The key is locked in George's closet.
Wow, that sounded
gay. There's a few other things locked in my closet.
Yeah, so George...
the key is trying to get out of the closet.
I want to talk a couple of things. First off, I've always wanted a bullet train. I live in Los Angeles, and since I was in the ninth grade, we talked about building a bullet train from L.A. to Vegas so we didn't have to deal with the airport, the long highway, and all that stuff. Where is our bullet train? You two can get it done. You're the money man. You're the mayor. Let's get our bullet train. What do you say? You guys want a bullet train? And here's the thing about this bullet train. It starts at my house. Forget about downtown. We'll just have it at the Carolla house. People come by my place. They want to go to Vegas. Now, here's the thing. It travels at 250 miles an hour. The second it crosses the border into Nevada, and it's determined by satellites, the second the nose breaks the hymen of the Nevada border, the thing lights up like a pinball machine. Gambling, women fall down poles, the place lights up. What about it? It takes 2 hours to get here, no traffic. What do you say?
Well, I think it's a hell of an idea.
I think it's a great idea myself, too. We've been trying to do it for 25 years, though, and we're no closer today than we were 25 years ago.
Is it the pussies at the Sierra Club that are stopping this?
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yes.
As the mayor of the city of Las Vegas.
I say, Sierra Club, take a hike to hell. How say you? Yeah, you don't like them, right? Because there's some cockroach in the desert that might be in danger, and they can't lay tracks from here to L.A., right? Meanwhile, there's nothing but, you know, mafia bodies from here to there. Nothing, just strewn, just desert, just burnt, sun-scorched desert.
That's
from
not even
here
nice.
To L.A.
Be careful what you say, Adam. I used to represent them all, okay?
Yeah.
So you got to be careful when you start talking about my former clients.
Right.
George, I was thinking when you're Oscar Goodman, it made me think of Oscar Goldman from the $6 Million Man.
That's right.
Super Mayor. You could get that bullet train built.
Okay, with your enthusiasm, the bullet train, I promise everybody, and I never broke my word, will be built in about 3 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
And then we'll do the show from here every day.
Now you're talking.
Jump on the train in the morning, we'll do the show from here.
Great
George, I noticed, what are we up, on the 55th floor here?
Right.
I noticed, looking out the window, you have the new Playboy phallic symbol being built across the way, the luxury suites. How's that going?
It's going great. It's called the Fantasy Tower. We just opened up some, probably the craziest suites ever built anywhere on Earth. And I'd love to give you a tour. You guys see them.
You know, Adam,
there's pools that stick out, and it's glass at the end, and you like swim out into the sky.
I know. You know, sometimes I think the terrorists are right. Maybe we're overdoing it. Maybe we should reel it in just a little bit. They got a full court basketball up there. The pools sticking out, going. You know, they have an infinity pool on the 50th floor. I mean, maybe they have a point. I'm saying they're taking it too far, but. That sounds like the greatest. Are they all suites?
Most of them are suites. They range from 2,000 to 10,000 square feet. We're doing our replica of the mansion.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the Playboy Mansion.
Right.
Oh.
And then we're reintroducing the Playboy Club to Las Vegas.
Sweet. Sweet. I'll tell you, when I get married again, I'm going to have my bachelor party. My wife's listening. She understands she's the first. I got 3 or 4 marriages in me. That's the way I figure. Essentially come out of retirement and get married again. I'm going to have the bachelor party over here.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be half-court hoops and then everyone into the lap pool.
I'll tell you something, Adam. George and myself were down at Houston for the NBA All-Star game a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the players, when they come out here next year, because we're going to be the host for the game, they're all staying here at the Palms, which is terrific. And they can't wait to come out here. They wanted to skip Houston, to be honest with you. They
sure.
Forget about that whole weekend there, and they can't wait to come here to Vegas.
Oh, the debauchery that's going to be going on
and
up
we'll
there.
And we'll meet them out here on the bullet train.
That's
there
right.
Everyone stands in your way, Oscar Goldman. Off with their thumbs.
That's right. The Bionic Mare. I am, I will be called to drive the Golden Spike, I hope.
Through somebody's heart, I hope.
That's right. I'll tell you. Find out who's holding this up. Let's just bury him out, and the Desert will run the tracks right over the top of their grave. How say you, crowd?
Yeah!
Thank you.
How say you, fish tank?
Wait a minute. There we go. Yeah. All right.
Wow, you brought the fish tank with you.
Of course I did.
Van Stone, the world's loudest band, is in studio. Also the number 3 band from Palmdale. Yeah. Randy, Lonnie, and the Hawk all representing Van Stone. You guys going to play a number for us?
Yeah, we're going to play. No, I just want to correct you. It's not the Hawk. It's just Hawk.
Oh, it's just Hawk.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
It's a proper title, though, with proper English.
I don't give a crap about England, dude. Bicentennial's over, man. I deem him Hawk.
All right, Hawk. I'm sorry. We got Randy, Lonnie, Van Stone, and Hawk, and you guys are going to rock. What song are you going to do for us?
We're going to start out with a little number called Our Testicles Ain't Symmetrical.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sounds like good Christian rock.
Yeah. Well, it's a true story about last night at Spearmint Rhino.
Oh,
I was
getting
a friction dance, and one of the dancers pointed out, you know, an embulged testicle.
Well, let me jump in real quick here, because we're all to Spearmint Rhino, and we had a great time. And God bless the Spearmint Rhino for having us. All right. I got lost in the champagne room for a couple hours, but I got on my feet, and I got back. Then I went to the ATM. $20 service charge at the ATM.
Unbelievable.
Can't you do something about that Bionic Mare?
We could arson the Spearmint
With
Rhino.
With the dough I spend in there, they should be giving me 20 for taking money out of that ATM.
Not even close.
Wow.
Absolutely correct. It's outrageous, George.
We charge for everything.
Off with their thumbs.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
I went to get money out of the ATM, too, and the money was like all sticky and it stuck in the machine.
All right. That is disgusting. All right. You guys do a little more rocking and a little less talking.
Got it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Right
everybody.
Now?
Yeah. Van Stone.
All right. The song's called Our Testicles Ain't Symmetrical. Let's get your hands up.
Afraid to rock out?
We got the news, it was a surprise.
Right.
Our testicles are a different size. Look in the mirror to check down below.
Ooh.
One says tall, the other hangs low. Oh no, our testicles ain't symmetrical.
Come on, you know it. Let's go.
Our testicles are
big.
The other is small.
One is hairy.
The other is tall.
One is deeply.
The other is numb.
One's a genius.
The other is a da-da-da-da. Autistical, asymmetrical. Let me hear you again. Autistical, asymmetrical.
That's news, man.
Autistical, asymmetrical.
Try it now, you can't.
One is cold.
The other is hot.
One habla español.
The other does not.
One's a dork.
The other is cool.
One's a dropout.
The other one is still in school.
Autistical's asymmetrical.
Oh yeah, baby. Autistical's asymmetrical.
Get your hands up.
Autistical's asymmetrical.
That's right.
Autisticals ain't symmetric. Can't we all just get along? Come on!
All right. Let me hear you, Vegas.
Wow, Van Stone, everybody.
That's a great
song.
Thank you, thank you. But I would say Las Vegas has the best timing in the world. You guys were all over the song, man. It was awesome.
Nice job. Van Stone, number three band in Palmdale, soon to be number two, right?
We're moving up the charts, man. I think we're 2.7 right now.
Who's ahead of you?
We got Windjammer, number two, of course.
Right.
Great guys. Right. And then, of course, Scourge.
Right. Number one. All right, number three band on a Palmdale, the loudest rock and roll band.
Who hates Scourge? Everybody. Who hates Scourge?
I don't want to
hear that, Scourge. Do not come to Vegas.
Wow.
Hey, George Maloof, maybe they can open for you when the Playboy joint opens.
I think
up,
that
right?
sounds good. We also have a recording studio that we just put in.
Oh, really?
The Palms Fantasy Tower. So.
Now, how's that work? So the bands come out, they can cut
right.
stuff while they're playing out here?
We have a band in there right now recording their second album.
Well, let's just pray it's not Scourge or Torchwind. No, what's the other band?
Windjammer. Torchwind is number six.
All right, yeah, Windjammer, that's right.
They broke up for a while, but that's amazing you know about
Torchwind. Yes, all right, follow the Palmdale rock scene pretty closely.
Ace, I hope you know this doesn't upset you, but the Bionic Mayor just gave Van Stone the key to the city.
Oh, no. So sad. We, speaking of rock, Puddle of Mud is going to be playing here later on.
Woo!
You guys into Puddle of Mud at all?
Woo!
Yeah. They're not going to rock as hard as Van Stone, let's face it, but
hey,
they're coming in.
I knew them when they worked at a car wash. They were called Puddle of Suds.
Also, Kerry Hart is going to be in here, the man who does the tats right here in the hotel.
It's married to Pink.
Married to Pink. Who else do we have? We're going to play Ask Kiss Rodeo. We're going to play for $5,000. Oswaldo is going to do his review of Blue Man, and we're going to get started with the Ask Kiss Rodeo proceedings. Also, we're going to have some of the strippers on from Spearmint Rhino, and we'll do that in just a couple of few. George, Mayor, thank you very much for coming
in. Adam. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for your hospitality.
It's a pleasure.
Let's get working on that bullet train.
All right. Absolutely.
Please.
Thank you, Adam, and thank you, Mayor. You are the greatest mayor without a question in the entire world.
And the Palms is the greatest spot in the entire world.
Wow.
Let's go back.
Bionic brown nose going on by the bionic mayor, everybody.
Anytime.
All right, let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back with Ask Kiss Rodeo after this. Yeah? All right, well, we're on. We're back. How say you?
Everyone else who's listening, thank you.
All right, we're here at the Palms at the Ghost Bar. We're going to play a little Ask Kiss Rodeo. Yeah, there's more than pride at stake here, ladies and gentlemen. There is $5,000 put up by Playboy.
Thank you, Playboy.
Big Tad is our rodeo clown.
What I do to be on radio, I swear to God.
What's the SV on your cheeks for?
Big Tad was trying to write Van Stone's initials in his cheeks.
Drunk.
But he was drunk and looking in the mirror, which I would recommend against, Tad. If I were you, I wouldn't get drunk and look in the mirror. But he was drunk, looked in the mirror, and wrote it backwards on his face.
The funny thing is he got them. The S is right. It looks like an S, not a Z. And the V as well. They're just on the wrong cheeks.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
I know.
You look sexy, Tad. Nice socks.
Big Tad proving once again that he's not only fat, but stupid. Okay. Big Tad, you're the rodeo clown.
Yes, I am.
You're
going
to help us do our wrangling. You have the belt.
Got the belt right
here. We'll give that out at the end of the show. We're going to pick one of the lovely dancers. Now, some people call them strippers. I don't believe in calling them strippers. I call them lap hoes. No, I call them exotic dancers. And we're going to... Yes. Nice to see you guys.
Look at Jerron's face, by the way. He's so happy right now.
Jerron, how the hell are they across the room from us now?
I don't think Jerron had ever been to a strip club before yesterday.
He certainly didn't act like it, neither did his penis. Jerron, the world's whitest black intern.
I think he's part of that TV show Black White. I think he's really just a white guy dressed up messing with us.
Does the microphone work, Jerron? Let's talk to some of the girls.
Hi, I'm Kimora.
Hi, Kimora. Kimora, we are looking for one of you to play Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Well, I'm sure you will. And maybe I'll do a little dancing, but hold on. Let's talk to the other ladies first, because we're going to have to decide who's next.
Hi, I'm Shanna. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you look good.
Thank you so much.
Yep, who's next, Ron?
Hi, I'm Keely. How are you?
Nice to see you, Keely. Now, Keely, is that your real name or is that your dancing name?
That is my real name.
Okay, because when I dance, I go by LaFonda. A little ethnic flavor. Who's next? Beautiful blonde.
And Michaela.
Michaela. And you think you have what it takes to play Ask This Rodeo?
Absolutely.
Okay. What do you think of me? How do you rate me? 1 to 10, 10 being best.
Ooh, I think with a nice shave, you'd be a 10. Right now,
She qualified. I should have been a
27 is the correct answer.
I was trying to signal 50. 50, yeah. Except I put up 10.
Here's the correct answer. Yes, 27, covered in fecal matter.
Yeah.
And not shaven. All right, and who's next? Who's last?
Hey, I'm Giselle.
She's from Canada.
Woo!
Giselle, you think you can play a little Ask Kiss Rodeo?
Sure.
You a single gal?
Yeah, very much so.
Oh, very much
so. No tan line, see?
Found out last night that she was on Flavor Flav's show.
Oh, that was that one.
I'm smiling.
Yeah, right. Now, what do you think of me physically?
About being physical?
Now, what do you think of me? How do I break down?
Oh, from last night, I think you were so, so fine, baby.
All right, we have our player. We have our stripper or lap dancer who's going to play a little Ask Kiss Rodeo with us. Bubba is going to introduce the contestants. Bubba, are you there? Now, we have flown in. Let me say this. We have brought in the best of the best in Ask Kiss Rodeo from around the country. We have 7 contestants. We'll do one of the strippers. That'll be 8. We'll go through the brackets, and we'll end up with 2. And the winner goes home with $5,000. You want to get started?
Yeah. What are the rules?
All right.
What's going on?
Y'all ready to say howdy to the contestants?
That is a good point. Hang on there, Bubba. You get 1 minute to kiss Corolla's ass, and whoever does the best moves on to the next bracket. Sorry, Bubba. Go ahead.
All right. Y'all say howdy to the contestants. First up, we got Giselle from Murano.
Yeah.
Next up, we got, she'll be going against Dan Sturman. He comes from Lake George, New York. And his ass-kissing style is he's a humble servant.
Wow, I like that.
Style.
I like that.
This is a tall mountain to climb right out of the gate for Dan. He's got to go up against the strippers.
Yeah.
Tough draw, fella.
Shouldn't he have a microphone, Big Cat? There you go. Jerron, get happy with that microphone, would you, brother? All right, we ready to get started? You want to start with Dan? Should we put 1 minute onto the clock? You ready?
Godspeed, Dan. Godspeed.
All right, Bruska, you ready? Here we go. Let's.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo! Taking the whole goddamn stage. Blackjack, best game there is in the casino. Oh my God. I would say craps is my favorite. Blue Man Group, no finer entertainment in Vegas. I hate Blue Man. we had this timed out to a minute. Aren't you coming in?
I was waiting on a cue from Bresca.
I gave you a cue.
You gave me a cue. Okay. You're standing behind me and hoping I notice you. It's not a cue, Bresca.
Ted.
Well, I don't know what you're, I don't know what that means. Give it. You don't give it to me. Give it to Mike. Okay.
Can I make a point about the Ask His Rodeo clown is supposed to distract
the bull.
The bull, not the rider.
It's a good point.
What were you doing rubbing his nipples? Or
that's
you were just
point.
Doing that for pleasure, Tad.
That's a good point.
Oh, I can't do that.
All right, be careful,
you're
Big Cat.
You're distracting him. It's unfair.
I was getting ready to do it.
May I say, I thought Dan did nice work. Was it the greatest ride I've ever seen? No.
No.
But I think that there's still some room for you to go through the roof here.
Yeah, you might make it through this bracket. If you live through this bracket, you can always improve next time. That was a solid first try. Let's give it up for Dan, by the way.
I don't like to give any notes ahead of time, but Giselle might do the right. If she's smart, she'll do it from your lap, actually.
Yeah, interesting.
That may be her only chance to get past
Dan. Interesting. You want to try to kiss up to the man here and do a little lap time Ask Us Rodeo? Somebody run to the ATM. I'm busted. All right, now get in here. You ready to play?
Hey, I don't know how to play this, but...
All right, so now, Bresca, remember, when we get to the minute mark, you take a cat whisper, a whisker, and rub it gently against the back of my neck. 20 minutes later, I'll point at Mike and then yell at you, all right? You want to do it that way, or you just cue Mike? Okay, we'll do it this way. All right, are you ready?
I'll try.
Ask Kiss Rodeo.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
I've been out to Vegas many times. I fly. That's the way I prefer to go to Vegas.
Baby, you deserve first class. You are so fine. You know what? I'm not good at this. Do you want a lap dance? Heck, it's for free.
You're in. You're in. She's made it to the next round, everybody.
I gotta say, she was fantastic. That may be some of the finest ass kissing I've ever seen.
You did. You started off well. You got up in your head a little bit. You should have kept it rolling. I think you have something here.
I don't like to talk. I just like action.
You let your ass do the talking.
Yeah.
Smart. All right. Well, now I'm torn between a beautiful lady and a slob I've never met before.
Frankly, she's a beautiful lady.
Yes.
You know, you like her on your lap, so I
sure.
leave the final vote to you. But
sure.
But Dan has the eye of the tiger. Giselle does not.
I don't know about that. I think Dan's had some practice. Giselle?
Yeah.
Giselle has never done this before, and I thought came right out of the gate. Baby, you deserve first class. Like, come on.
And Giselle actually
and by the
came
way,
because if she did.
She deserves a round of applause for picking a stripper name that starts with the word jizz.
Really done. Touché.
Put your hands together, everybody.
I vote for Giselle.
That was well thought out.
I'm sorry.
All right, let me ask the crowd, because ultimately... You'll be the final judge. What do you think, Giselle? Or Dan?
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow. Wow. Gay. All right, we got a gay crowd, and we're going with gay Dan. I'm sorry. I'm smoking. Sorry, Giselle. Thank you. Thank you. You did a wonderful
job. Your consolation
job.
Prize is to spend the rest of the show on my lap now.
Yes, yes. Nice job. And listen, there are no losers in Ask Kiss Rodeo, just the people that don't win. All right, $5,000.
No matter what you say, I agree. Everything you do is genius.
We will take ourselves... we're going to do another. Oh, no. We're going to do another round. That's right. We'll have to power through this. Who do we have next, Bubba?
All right, next up, we got R.J. Russell from Bayville, New Jersey, and his ass-kissing style is interesting and volatile.
Really? I like that.
I'm ready.
Yeah, I do a Greco-Roman type ass-kissing, but whatever floats your boat. Look at the shirt. He's got an ass-kissing shirt. Yeah.
It's no wonder he's the number one contender.
Yes, no wonder. All right, RJ, how do you feel? You're clearly an underdog in this competition.
Nervous.
A little nervous, but ready
you're
to go?
You're looking nice today.
All right. Ooh,
I'm ass-kissing already.
All right, we're ready to get started.
Don't wear yourself out yet.
Put 1 minute on the clock.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! I think prostitution should be legal. What do you say?
Legal? Bring it on. You know, I like your decisions, Adam. I really do. You should run for president, and I would vote for you. And if, you know, the U.S. was a monarchy, I'd vote you king.
Wow.
Oh, King Adam!
Wow, getting the crowd involved, huh? I I say it's immoral and it should be illegal, this prostitution.
You know what? If that's what you think, I agree with you. You know why? Because you're a smart guy and you feel for women. You love women because, you know, you don't want them to disrespect their body at all.
No better Vegas act than Elvis. Nobody did better than Elvis.
Oh, not at all. I couldn't, I couldn't imagine you up there doing Elvis. You would be the king, as in the monarchy that you would own.
Saved. Except for Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
He was better.
Excuse me?
Frank better than Elvis.
Yeah, excuse me.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Oh, come on,
sir.
Wow. He is better.
It's okay. It's tough.
Thank you.
But let me explain, you know, Ask Kiss Rodeo. It's not going to be perfect conditions every time. You're not going to be playing in a dome.
No.
You're not kicking in a dome off the turf. You could be out at the frozen tundra of Green Bay with the wind swirling. You don't know. That's why you have to play Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Come on, King Adam.
All right.
And I know the people from the crowd are like, this seems so easy. It's hard.
It's very
difficult.
It's
way harder than you think.
All right, let's keep going with Zach.
I have a great deal of money on Zach here. Great deal of money.
Zach is the odds-on favorite here.
Even odds downstairs in the sports book.
Ready to get started? Here we go.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
All right. This is Zach Bull, everybody. He's from Grand Junction, Colorado. And his ass kissing style is he is straight to the point.
All right. Now we have to reboot now. We got to restart because we got into his time. I'm sorry. Here we go. It's a live show, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo. Woo-hoo!
I love the Vegas desert. Warm air, warm nights, dry conditions. Great for my sinuses. It. I say we blow it up. Lake Mead, best lake in North America. Zach.
Hey, I'll really kiss your ass for the next spot.
Wow. You know, yeah. Five strippers behind you. I got the one dude actually wants to kiss my ass. All right, I RJ, you were game. You showed up. You're a tough competitor. But Zach over here, I mean, it's just...
He is going to be very tough to beat.
Zach is going to be very tough to beat. Nice, Zach. Zach will move you ahead. You'll, RJ, again, thanks for coming out. No hard feelings. Enjoy a light beer. Enjoy a Miller Lite, a consolation gift. Yes, enjoy a warm light beer. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Oswaldo, everybody. My on and off again lover, Oz, he's going to be out here. He's going to do a review of Blue Man, and we'll do it after this. Yeah. All right, here we are, Las Vegas. It's beautiful palms. Thank you very much. Thank you. At the Ghost Bar, you guys drinking up? You having a good time? Doing all right? We're going to play some more Ask Kiss Rodeo, $5,000 to give away. The man to my left, that would be to your right, you may recognize from the parking lot of the Home Depot. Oswaldo, put your cans on, would you, goofball? Oswaldo, everybody, the great Ozzy.
The goofy guy.
Ozzy does our reviews. He does movie reviews. He does fashion reviews. He's going to be doing a Vegas, special Vegas review for us. He's going to do the Blue Man group. Here's a quick twist. Ozzy says you know quite a bit when he speaks. I think there's something to do with the language. Yes, Ozzy?
Yeah.
He can't help it. It's a reflex. It's involuntary. It's like blinking. Him saying, you know, is like you blinking. We decided to be funny if Big Tad had to do a shot every time Ozzy said, you know. Now,
it's me.
I can speak freely in front of Oswaldo like you can masturbate in front of your pet. They really? Do they know what you're doing? And if they do, who are they going to tell? That's the way I look at Oswaldo. So we are, without any further ado, now, Big Tad, you back there?
Yep. Got my shots up.
Yes.
Oh, you're not going to...
All right. So any... Anytime you hear Oswaldo say the term or phrase, you know you must take a shot. Ozzy, you just hang loose and do your review the way you do your review. All right, buddy? Okay. And in honor of us being in Las Vegas, we put together a special intro song for Oswaldo. Let's hear it.
Blue Man Group.
We want to know is
Blue Man Group.
You have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
Go ahead, Ozzy. Yeah, Ozzy, you know the problem?
Nobody cued him. I'm sorry. Ozzy.
You know, thank you.
All right, here we go.
He already Ozzy. Said it. He already said it.
All right, here you said you know, all right?
Yeah.
All right. Ozzy, do the review. Now focus on the review.
The Las Vegas show that was Blue Man Group.
All right.
This show is fantastic. And it complement combination electronic and sound where the Blue Men are. During the show, they are free. Three Blue Men, you know, and the music guy.
Second shot for Fat Tad.
Oh. Ozzy was in a group called Brown Man for a while, but two of them drowned crossing the border.
It's like in the audience, you know.
Ozzy, just focus, baby. Do the review now.
In my English, you know.
I understand.
That was two more right there.
I just remember from the show, fantastic trick within, you know.
Into the mic, Ozzy. Focus, baby. Here we go.
Someone get a bucket for Dad.
All right, are you caught up, Ozzy? You know what's going on?
Yeah.
All right, Blue Man, here we go.
The audience really see, you know.
Number seven.
All right, shoot the beer, would you, Dad?
Yes,
seven shots in 90 seconds.
Tad.
Yes.
Tad.
I do not want thee to be either vomited upon or dry humped or both.
He weighs 783 pounds.
Yeah.
He needs to drink a keg of beer to get drunk.
Somebody get the bucket fine. That I had for Angie last night.
Do not be an enabler, please. All right, Ozzy, here we go, buddy.
I like the part una fortelli, you know.
Oh.
This is
a microphone.
He's
going to get me. Please.
Oh.
Focus, Ozzy.
Do the beer, Ted. Don't.
I was not chosen as one of the participants.
Yeah. You were chosen?
Me.
You were chosen to go up on stage with Blue Man?
I know for telling.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for translating, Adam. And as always, you are the hand solo to Ozzy's Chewbacca.
Thank you.
Providing the translation.
He helped me a lot.
Thank you very much.
One good thing that happened in the show was when one Blue Man throw paintball in the mouth to the other guy. And he take it in the mouth and make it, you know.
Number eight.
Wow. It's not even an eighth of the way in either. Come on, Ozzy. Focus now. Bring it home now.
They make it some pain, you know.
They took some pain?
Some pain.
So the one guy...
Make a pain in the canvas.
Yeah, into the microphone, Ozzy. I don't know.
Make a pain in the canvas.
I'm not sure if I broached that subject or
canvas?
Not.
I speed, you know, the...
Oh.
Now he's into double digits. Fat Tad.
Please, slow down. We're going to get sued if he has a coronary.
Oh.
And more importantly, we'll not be able to get him out of here. Uh-oh. No, hold on. Tad has a proclamation to make, everybody. Hold the presses. Please don't yell at me. Okay, Tad.
If Fat Tad collapses, this entire building could go down.
That's right. Yes. All right, Ozzy, keep going. Bring it home, brother.
A-hole.
Into the microphone, Ozzy.
You must make a picture.
The microphone, Ozzy. The microphone.
The same Picasso's.
That's right.
After throwing the paintball to one Blue Man, to the tournament to the other Blue Man,
right.
They make the same thing, but they put a lot of ball, you know, almost 20.
11.
And I think he said, you know. And by the way, there's not, let me tell you, there's not one you know written down here. That doesn't count, Ed. Go ahead.
Bring it home.
Bring it home, Ozzy.
Okay. My favorite bar, you know.
Number 12.
I wait.
Come on, Ozzy. Focus now. Focus. Here we go. Blue Man, taking it home.
Didn't let the review call.
Oh, no. Wait, what happened? Into the mic.
I let the review call, man.
I left the review call.
Thank you.
Stellar stuff.
That's work yet.
As well as the studio, everyone.
What's the total?
12.
12 you knows, 12 shots for Big Tad, 13 shots for Big Tad.
That is looking hilarious.
And 17 times I told him to get on
hey,
the goddamn
Ted.
Microphone. So I think I beat him there. How about a shot with Rachel Perry, everybody? Put it down. God bless you. Nice work, Tad. You're a great sport. Ozzy, we'll see you in hell. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. Penn Jillette is going to be in here. You know him, of Penn and Teller. Also, Puddle of Mud on the way. They're going to be playing live. And we'll be back from Vegas after this.
This is the Flavor Flav, and you are listening to the Adam Carolla Show, boy.
Yes, you is. Live in Vegas. Well, live if you're listening to it right now and you're in Vegas. If you're not, it's the morning and it's the day after. So be it. Penn Jillette in studio. Good to see you, Penn.
This is very exciting. What do you figure? There's about 75,000 people there?
75 to 80. Yeah.
75 to 80. How you doing, everybody? Boy, get off the towers. The towers won't support you. Come on now. No one gets hurt. Get off the towers, boy. Jesus Christ. I've never seen this many people.
I was at the
I would Penn. Say it's closer to 100,000.
It could be. It could be. Either way, the fire marshal's going to shut us down any moment.
Any moment, but boy, until then, it's going to be great. It's a free concert, everybody. Get off the towers. Get off the towers, you fool.
Don't make him angry. He's a giant.
It's my first rule. No one gets hurt. It's all I care about.
Yes, he who catches a bullet in his mouth every night.
Just protecting those who are weaker than me. That's my life.
Penn, I was at his compound in Las Vegas earlier today, just a few hours earlier. It's really more of a brothel with stucco on it than it is a compound. I can't believe you raised your children in that brothel.
Are you considering joining the cult?
Oh, my God. He has a jacuzzi that has a water jet that goes right in the clitoral area for the ladies.
It's a good thing. Or for the men, if you like that kind of thing. It does work.
I have a very sensitive clitoris, so I don't I would be able to ride the jacuzzi.
You can turn it down.
But it's all about the swinging, the free love, and the whole thing. And I wonder, your wife was around there the whole time.
She's great.
Does she go along with this?
She is an atheist libertarian libertine.
Wow.
I was always trying to find a libertine and ideas.
She lets
there
you
are other
it?
Words for libertine, but I'm using the word libertine. Don't look at me
like
that.
You mean
like
the band?
Like Schwat. No, you, libertine.
You get to have sex with strange women?
Yes, I do.
And your wife can
dance
that?
No!
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. That's magic for yes, sure.
Yeah. His greatest feat thus far, having sex with strangers.
Get off the towers! The towers are not going to support you.
Yes.
You've got a room full of drunken people, and you are still piping in applause.
Thank you.
That's the kind of insecure, freako, egomaniac.
Thank you.
Get off the towers! We're not going to support you, man.
We don't need a Woodstock situation breaking out here. So, Penn is one half of Penn and Jillette, obviously.
Penn and Jillette,
Penn and Teller. All right. Listen.
What's
Ted,
Penn
I don't
Jillette?
Need your drunken ass making fun of me, please.
How come Teller's not on your radio show?
Well, maybe
is
you could do some of that math in your head. You think you could?
I saw him earlier.
She thinks that's why she keeps flashing. She thinks she's on camera. No one's looking at you. It's radio.
What?
Wow. Maybe you could join. Oh, easy. Maybe you could join a sex farm out in the desert. It's great. It's a cult.
Yeah, we're working on the violent overthrow of the United States government on top of everything else.
Moxie Crime Fighter Jillette
is
the name of your daughter.
Yep.
She's either going to love that or hate that as she gets older.
Well, you know, middle names don't matter. Do you even know your middle name, Adam?
I don't have one.
Exactly. My wife doesn't either. So the middle name didn't matter. So her name is Moxie Gillette.
Fantastic.
A crime fighter was thrown in there just so when she gets pulled over when she's 16 by the cops, she can say, "Officer, we're on the same side. Look at my license. My middle name is crime fighter."
Yeah. My dad calling me I smell bacon Corolla probably wasn't the world's greatest for when I got pulled over. All right, so you guys are performing tonight at the Rio.
Yep.
We can find you on CBS Free FM every day, 2 to 3 on the East. What a gig. He does the show from his sex dungeon out in the desert. He just sits there locked up. He was nude. I was there a few moments ago. He didn't even give me the dignity of putting pants on.
No.
And he did his entire show 1 hour, and now he's here.
See, I consider that a feature, not a bug. I thought not putting my pants on was a sign to my people of respect.
Let's rate the magicians. How about David Copperfield?
I refuse to answer.
Really?
I get phone calls at 3 a.m. when I do.
You hate him, don't you?
I do refuse to answer.
What about Chris Angel?
Chris Angel is okay. Doesn't have the brains God gave a goof.
Mind freak.
Yeah, and that's the thing. He's so much smarter than me. He is a legal retard, and he's smarter than me because he named his show Mind Freak. Even though everyone in the world knows that the word that follows mind that begins with F is not freak. And he
right.
named it Mind Freak Guide, right?
Right.
Our show, Bulls It, we
right.
don't have another name for. We should have called it Hooey or something. He's a much smarter guy than us.
Now, what about David Blaine?
David Blaine is the best looking of the magician.
And dates many, many models.
Yes, he does. It's amazing what money will do.
Yeah.
A press agent with a handful of hundreds, you can date anybody.
And he's always stressed out after things.
He also
He
goes to England and doesn't eat in a box. That's
yes.
his act.
Yeah.
I'll sit in the box and I won't
meanwhile,
eat. And meanwhile, you know, 100,000 children are dying of malnutrition. And he's going, isn't this cool? But the greatest thing, have you seen David Blaine in the past 6 months?
No, I have not.
He's fat.
Oh, really?
He's like my Bill.
It's well, that's
the funniest thing in the world.
Wow.
It's great to make your living starving and then get fat.
Meanwhile, this guy can make a submarine disappear live on television and then show us how he did it. My question.
Sure.
Was that is that really how you did it, or are you just messing with us?
Sometimes I monkey with you.
And I feel like you're
I don't know how to tell you
with
this.
Me. There's no way. There is no way
but there's worse,
that you did that.
There's
and
worse
I,
news than that.
What?
I'm not the only one lying to you.
Really?
Yeah.
There are others.
Yeah.
There are other men in her life that may be lying.
There's a lot of people lying to you. A lot of people on TV and the government and sitting right next to you that lie to you all the time.
How do you? Thank you for weaving us into your horrible mix. How do you do the bullet? Because I've seen you do the bullet trick. Will you tell us how that is done?
You know,
catching a bullet in the mouth. Thank
That's
you.
Cool. You're
yes.
right there, aren't you?
Yes, he is.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
All right. Well, Penn Jillette, everybody, from Penn & Teller. Thank you.
Strange woman for the night.
I think so. I have to clear it with the wife.
What do you do to this strange woman?
I don't think we can talk about that. I have equipment.
He has a patent, everybody, for a jacuzzi jet that squirts you in the cooch.
Yeah.
You understand? He actually has
a patent. If you go to the patent office and check out Penn Jillette, J-I-L-L-E-T-T-E, you will see my patent. It's a patent to make you have an orgasm like a fire truck.
Wow.
Well, and what say you, Rachel?
I say yay.
Yes,
I
exactly.
say yay, too.
It's a good thing.
What's it called?
It is called the Jill Jet now. Jill being the first four letters of my last name, and also
Roy Horn. I know. Are you a fan of
Siegfried
Roy? No, he's not coming on, but he's phoning in.
Oh, really?
Yes, obviously.
Talk to Roy.
We're here in Vegas, and he's still phoning it in.
Well, he's on the man.
He had his head torn off by a tiger.
Right.
Cut him some slack. When a guy has his head torn off his body by a goddamn tiger, he doesn't have to come and kowtow to you. He can say, hello, I have my head torn off by a tiger, and people will applaud as though he just said
That's
something
right.
fine.
Great, yeah. Right.
I have my head. I say it's a hero. I still love the tiger. I still love the tiger. It tore my goddamn head off. That accent I'm doing was supposed to be German.
It was perfect.
Is he on the
I'm
line?
I'm bad at accents,
I know, you know, people, I think we'll bring him up in a second. You know, people do that thing where they get attacked by a great white shark, but they don't blame the shark, or they get attacked by grizzly, but they don't blame the grizzly. I would kill the animal
instantly.
I would have. I would put a hit out on it,
you're
and
dying.
That would be that. I would blame him and his family.
And painfully.
That's right.
Give him glass in his elbow.
That's right.
Make him reach down with his own tongue and suck at his innards.
I would
trying to save his ripping apart.
I would
guts.
Capture the grizzly. I would take it to the basement and let the gimp work on him for a few days.
Let the gimp work on
before I killed him. Roy, is Roy on the phone from Siegfried and Roy? Roy Horn. Roy?
Hey, Roy.
Wow.
Well, it's hard to talk when your head's been torn off by a tiger.
Evidently. Yeah. Are you Roy?
Hello.
Roy. Thank you for phoning into the program.
Hey, no problem. I have something. I know Penn there. Mm-hmm. He has something in common with the white tiger, Manticore. They
What's
both caught
the
bullet in the mouth.
Oh, really? You shot Manticore, did you?
You know what? I wish he had 9 lives so I could kill him 8 more times.
Wow. Wow. Pretty big vendetta going here, but I like it. Have you seen Siegfried and Roy? I mean, have you seen the act before Roy was injured?
I mean, part of my career was making fun of Siegfried and Roy.
Oh, really?
And I had to stop for a while, you know.
Because of the accident?
I didn't think it was good to make fun of someone who had their head ripped off by a tiger.
Right, but now...
It's okay.
Yeah, it's been 8 months. I think we can get back to it.
Yeah, sure.
Roy?
Yeah, so are you coming over to dinner tonight?
Actually, we were going to see Penn and Teller, but maybe we can swing by afterward for a little late nosh.
Well, what are you in the mood for? I'll tell you what I'm in the mood for.
Okay.
The other white meat, Manticore.
He hates that cat.
Sure, why wouldn't you?
Maybe some tenderloin of Manticore.
We understand. We would have liked to have seen you out here at the studio, but we realize, your health doesn't permit you from traveling.
Yeah, that thing almost ripped my head off. But you know what? If I kill him 8 more times, I make each death more creative and horrible than the last. And Adam, tonight, I want you to come over. I want to get a picture of you giving Manticore, who I have stuffed, giving him a shower of gold.
Shower of gold for Manticore.
For a moment, I thought that wasn't really Roy. Now I'm seeing that in person.
I was, by the way, at Penn's house, and he has. All right. Yes.
Please, I want to see David, too. Bring David.
Oh, you want Damashek to come along?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you like Damashek?
Yeah, I'm in the mood also for the other white meat.
I understand. Well, he's easy on the eyes. Am I right, ladies? Dave Damashek?
Oh, come on. A round of applause.
Thank you.
So sad. So sad. So sad. All right. Any parting words, Roy?
Well, I just say come over. I still have 50 pounds of Manticore frozen.
We can eat Manticore steaks. Hey, we have the Spearmint Rhino strippers here. Shall we bring them with us, Roy?
Oh, God, no, don't bring them.
Okay, yeah, okay.
They're not welcome here.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Just
went out.
Okay, all right.
Did I tell you I'm in the tub?
You're into what?
I'm in the tub.
Oh, you're in the tub.
Getting ready, nice and clean.
That's
for
right.
You.
Yes, use that loofah like a bottle brush, you know where, because I'll be blowing in there loaded about 10:30 tonight, okay?
Yeah, I don't have that problem staying clean down there.
Okay, good man. Roy?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to... All right, are you having trouble breathing? All right, I'll let you get back to... I'll let you get back to your pre-gay sex bath, all right, Roy?
See you later.
So you're going to go over, Dave?
Don't be late.
Absolutely.
All right. Absolutely. He's getting tired.
Yeah, you're not uptight, are you, Damashek?
No, I'm in. Count me in. Right,
Why do you think he didn't bring his wife to Vegas?
Yeah, we'll go. We'll go see Penn and Teller, and then we'll go over to Roy's place.
Roy isn't from Austria. It was the wrong accent, I think.
Oh, really?
A little bit, yeah.
That was Australia? That was from Austria.
Yeah, that was more
Schwarzenegger. I said more Germany. Yeah, yours was more dead on.
Mine was more Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, I don't think he's from Austria.
Well, he can't do magic as good as you can.
Once your head gets torn off by a tiger.
Hey, strippers, we got to do a shot with Van Stone and the...
Where's your shot?
Do the strippers?
Yeah, where's your shot, Adam?
Listen, if I start drinking, I'll start drinking in the last hour. I promise.
I promise you.
Body shot. All right, you guys ready? Do your shot.
Look at the shot. They flopped over to the rock dude.
Just like strippers.
Nice job. All right, Penn. Any parting words for the crowd?
Wow.
Are you inviting me over to Roy's house tonight after our show?
Would you like to go?
Very much so.
Penn, Gillette, everybody. Penn and Teller at the Rio.
Off the towers.
Off the towers. And, of course, CBS Free FM Radio. 2 to 3 in the East and 11 to noon out here. 1 hour of radio, everybody. God bless him. Thank you, Penn. We'll take a break. Puddle of Mud is going to be playing, or they're going to be with us, and then they're going to be playing. Either way, Puddle of Mud, strippers, more Vegas after this.
This is Republican Representative Richard Martin, and God darn it, you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Ask Jesus for forgiveness.
Yeah. Here we go. Settle in there, Rachel Perry.
What?
I'm Adam Carolla. We got Rachel Perry here, Dave Damashek. We're doing ourselves a show from Las Vegas. We're over at the Palms. Settle in, everybody. The show has begun.
Hey,
Puddle of Mud is taking the stage. Wesley, Christian, Doug, and Mark all here representing the band. The band's going to be playing tonight, and that's tonight, meaning Thursday night, over at Rain. Out here at the Palms. Still tickets available, which I can't believe. So you better get on it if you want to come see Puddle of Mud tonight. Also, we got another round of Ask Kiss Rodeo to play. Now, we're doing the bracketed system. We had four people came up last time. Two moved on to the next round. We're going to do four more people this time. Two more will move on.
Win or go home.
Win or go home. There's no tomorrow.
No.
Now.
What?
No. You want to do a shot, Rachel Perry?
Yeah, last night Jerome was bummed because I wouldn't do a shot with him. So I got Jerome, the intern here. Oh, and Tad.
Tad has already had 12 drinks.
Do your shots. Do your shots, Jerome.
Adam, you have about 2 hours until Fat Tad is crying and telling you how much he loves you.
Big Tad is playing the rodeo clown for us here in Ask Kiss Rodeo. We're going to do another round. Are we getting ready to do this round, Bruska?
Yep.
All right. Let's have our announcer, Bubba, bring up our next two contestants.
All right. Y'all ready for some more Ask Kiss and Rodeo? Let's meet the guys for this round. We got first up Robert Barth from Mesa, Arizona, and his ass kissing style is thorough and succinct.
Wow.
And he'll be going up against Pete Herchick, coming from Mountain Home, Pennsylvania, and his ass kissing style is he is firm and passionate.
Wow.
Firm.
Wow, I'm in love with both these dudes. Shall we
Sounds
start?
Like my last date.
Shall we start off with Robert? Yeah?
Yep. Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Here we go, everybody, for the
Adam Carolla!
Of Ask Kiss Rodeo. Thank you.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
I am your Padawan, Obi-Wan Carolla.
Prime rib, best meal they serve in Vegas.
Absolutely none better, only better if you prepared it yourself. Other than that, absolutely.
Lobster tail, that's the best.
No question about it, you are the man. You have no idea how right you are about everything in the world, sir.
I'll tell you, I ain't gay, but I love those Chippendale dancers.
The Chippendale dancers are amazing. They perform, I heard, just for you.
How brusque is this? All right, how much time do we have here?
I don't know. Brusco was supposed to cue me.
Brusco's trying to get the power right. This is a This is what we call in the radio business a cluster act.
Robert did a nice job. Mm-hmm. Was he the best? No.
No.
But he still showed some potential.
I thought he was clean.
He was clean.
Right.
I'm here for the man, Adam Carolla.
I give him a good 7.5. I'm sorry I got distracted at a certain point because I wasn't sure how long we were going. Brusco's
I like the Obi-Wan Carolla line. That gets you points in my book. I think Pete's going to have to bring it here.
Except the Obi-Wan Carolla came before the bell, came before we started.
I'm going to allow it.
Really?
And with the prime rib comment, he obligated you to cooking. What was that about?
That was interesting. Yeah.
Well, it was interesting.
It was a compliment.
He wove me into it. I'll tell you what. Let's make a little modification. Mike, why don't you just go ahead and time this one since we're having a little bit of difficulty with our queuing. When you get to a minute, go ahead and push the button.
Will do.
Okay. All right.
Jessica's busy trying to hit on the stripper.
No, I understand. The puddle of mud was tuning up,
and I understand how it goes.
Yes, Pete.
Before we begin here, I just want to say that I'm not viewing this as a competition. I'm viewing it as a celebration of your greatness.
Wow.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! I love a buffet. That's what I love about Vegas, the buffet.
Who doesn't love a buffet? I tell you this, the king, he doesn't eat spam. He should get filet mignon, buffet style, nonstop meat as far as the eye can see.
I hate buffets.
I tell you what, there's a reason that sneeze guard is there. It's not because people aren't sneezing on it. You know, you got to watch out what you eat. And like I said, the king only gets the best. You should have your own personal taster to make sure that the food is good, ripe, flavored, seasoned to perfection, just like you.
All right. I like G-strings. I don't like the thong back. I like a nice G-string.
Yeah, who doesn't like the G-string? Seeing the female contours, they're nearly as beautiful as your contours, Adam. I tell you this, I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Yeah, I like mini panties.
Panties, that's the way to go, you know, especially the crashless ones. You get the easy access.
Wow, that was the longest minute of my life.
That was a minute.
Hey, Big Tad, do you remember 4 minutes ago when I told your fat ass to stay down there and dance around?
I wasn't working down there.
Get down there and keep your shirt on, please. Rachel Perry just did a shot she could heave any moment.
Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Pete did a nice job. Robert did a nice job. Mm-hmm. This one's close. I'm going to vote for Pete.
You're going to vote for
Pete?
By
a whisk.
I'm representing the Uncommonwealth. Pennsylvania.
I liked his opening remarks.
Oh, yeah. I see. He's from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
That's why Dave's voting for him.
How say you, Rachel Perry?
You know, I enjoyed Robert's style very much, but I think that Pete had a pretty good run there.
Yeah, Robert, I like you.
Have to kiss his ass, Adam.
Well, I'm trying to let him down soft. Would I quit my day job and join the Ask Us Rodeo circuit? Probably not. Would I hang my head and go home and kill myself? Yeah. Okay. I know, it seemed like I was going a different direction there, but no. No, I'm sorry, Robert. It was close, but no cigar. Pete, you're moving on, brother.
All right,
nice
thank you.
Job. Celebration of
Big
Adam Carolla.
And Pete did it under the distraction of Tad taking his shirt off.
Yes, it's very difficult to perform with an erection. I agree. Sure. I mean, all right, let's do two more. Who do we have? We have Joe up here, and who else?
Dirk.
Joe and Dirk.
Go ahead, Bubba.
Where's your name tag, Joe? Dirk. There we go. Put it on. I will deduct a point for that already. Thank you. All right, Bubba.
All right. This is Dirk Giss from Phoenix, Arizona, and his ass-kissing style is wild and unpredictable.
Wow.
And he's going up against Joe Mervis from Pikesville, Maryland, and his ass-kissing style is off the cuff.
Wow. I like it. All right, so we're going to start with Dirk. Yes?
Yep. Yes.
You ready?
Let's say you.
Here we go.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo!
Penn and Teller, the best magic act in Vegas, bar none.
Penn and Teller are the best magic act, except for you, because when you talk, that's magic.
Yeah. Penn and Teller suck. I hate those guys.
I hate Penn and Teller, too. I mean, they're just taking up time on the radio when we could be listening to more Adam Carolla.
Lance Burton, now there's a talent.
He's a talent, but he's no talent compared to Adam. Because when Adam talks, that's magic, and he changes lives.
I love NASCAR.
I love NASCAR, too, but it's not a sport. Imagine if Adam was a sports star. He'd be playing football. He'd be doing touchdowns. There'd be no end of his amazing ability.
I hate NASCAR.
I hate NASCAR, too, because who wants to listen to NASCAR when we could be listening to Adam? People in third world countries would give up a meal to listen to Adam Carolla.
There was a little bit of repetition there.
A little repetition.
Yeah, it was a little rehearsed, but he was very quick, very consistent.
He looked good on the mic. His technique was fine.
He's dressed like a gay cowboy.
I'm not so sure about that part where he said, I should imagine myself an athlete.
Anything for you, Adam.
I don't need any hypotheticals about being an athlete.
And he also said, I agree, too.
Yeah.
We don't care what you think. It's only what he thinks.
That's a good point.
That's true. That's true.
But you did nicely.
But a solid 7.5.
Joe Mervis is going to have to bring it here.
Thank you, sir. The pleasure is mine.
All right. Yeah, I do.
Let me just first start out by doing this.
Yes.
I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy.
All right. A little old school.
Old school, but I'll buy it. Ready to get started? Yes?
Yeah.
Here we go.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! I love a good cigar. Nothing hits the spine like a beautiful stogie.
What about an Adam Carolla cigar? Instead, we replace the Cuban with the Carolla cigar. It'd be the best cigar on the market. Nobody could ever. You'd smoke Adam every time, and you'd be like, it'd be like being on the show with him. It'd take you places.
I like chewing tobacco.
Chewing tobacco.
I want to hear what the line was. Let's hear the line. What were you going to come up with there?
I was going to say
Carolla tobacco.
No.
Yeah.
No,
not good enough. Tad, I got to say, Tad not doing his job as the rodeo cowboy. Joe could have got hurt. You should have jumped in. Adam could have lynched him right there.
He could have easily been gored by that bull.
I like Joe's ass-kissing style, though. He had a nice
flow to him.
He was dancing as he did it. It was interesting.
All right. So was it Dirk that... wait a minute. Where's the name tag?
I slipped up, but I will not do you wrong again, Adam.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm going with Dirk back, Matt.
We're going with Dirk on this one. Yes, people? All right. You're moving on. You're moving on to the next bracket. Again... $5,000 at stake. Lot of money for just playing something we call Ask Us Rodeo. Puddle of Mud. How say you, Puddle of Mud? Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming out.
No problem, man.
You're gonna be performing at Rain tonight.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome, man.
And first, you're gonna do a little acoustic set for us here.
Yeah.
We will take ourselves a break, and then we will come back, and then
Huddle
we will
of Mud
hear
at the top
live.
Of the palms.
Huddle
of
Mud from All Vegas right. after that. We're here in Vegas. We're here at the beautiful palms. We're up on the 55th floor. There's all sorts of debauchery going on.
The wheels are off. I mean, Rachel Perry's loaded. Girls, the strippers are in the back there giving lap dances, topless to the boys of Van Stone.
Wow. That's rock and roll.
Tad is molesting fellas in the bathroom.
Rachel Perry's on her fifth shot, and Rachel weighs about a bucko two. So
Let me tell you something. Last night was crazy. People, we went to the Spearmint Rhino, and it was weird. The girls started talking about the girls on the staff started talking about.
There's
apparently,
three of us, by the way.
Yes, Rachel they all
Perry,
got loaded.
Rachel Perry apparently said to producer Angie, who was in. The bag in an apocalyptic fashion.
She was staving.
She had to be taken home in a wheelchair, literally.
Yes.
Literally dragged off in a wheelchair.
I have a picture of it.
Good.
But let me tell you this.
Over.
Let me tell you this. It was sort of weird like that. So Rachel Perry apparently said to Angie at some point, you could use a boob job, she told her.
Excuse me?
Wow. This is what Angie told me.
Okay.
First
of all, she doesn't even remember seeing
you told
me last night.
Angie told me that Rachel said, I could use what do you think of my boobs? I say, it's a funny thing. It's like when, if the fellas go to a ball game, after the game, you're like, hey, let's have a catch. I'd like to throw it around a little bit. Same thing with girls at a strip club visiting, like, how do you think my boobs are? You know, they analyze
each other.
Why would
I say that, though? I mean, I don't remember
any
of that.
You were blacked out.
I don't know who you said
me
that
to. Me and Damashek
to.
Both had sex with you when we filmed it. You were that out of it.
I never said that. I was grabbing her boobs. She grabbed mine.
Did we have a boob job?
It was hot. No, I would never think that you need a boob job. You got great boobs.
Thank you.
Well, and word then, on
why
the street,
would I say that?
Let me tell you, let me just be fair, Rachel. You're backpedaling because last night you were drunk, and today you're only kind of drunk, and that's why you're saying it this way. When you get drunker, you'll be back. Believe me, a couple more shots.
These Spearmint Rhino girls, by the way, it was a weird thing. I mean, I loved the joint. It was a classy place, nice, you know, really. They obviously. They obviously threw a lot of loot into this place, but they didn't leave anything left over for the girls. Those girls had barely any clothes on.
Wow.
They could barely afford to
cover
themselves.
Not even enough money to clothe themselves.
It was very sad. But so these girls were talking, our staffers, Rachel and Angie, talking about who had the best boobs. I say this. Let's put the boobs up on stage and see who has the best boobs of all. Let's get Angie. Let's get Rachel Perry. Let's get Ace's assistant, the lovely Lindsay, up here. Let's get Fat Tad, who's certainly the biggest.
Yeah.
All right.
He's got a deep... Wow. By the way, he doesn't have nuts. His mother keeps those back in Beaver Falls, Pennsylvania. In a mason jar. In the basement.
I'd rather you not judge.
All right. All right. Let's hear a song. We'll get to the bottom of this. Tad.
Let's get these girls wrangled together, and we'll put them up on stage and let this crowd decide. How say you, crowd?
Yes. What about the fish tank?
More importantly, how say you, fish tank?
I didn't have a shot.
They are into it.
Her intern who helped me carry Angie back to her room in a wheelchair last night.
All right, let's get the ladies a shot. Tad, you're drunk enough. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you what we're doing. We got a band here. They're going to be playing at Rain tonight at the Palms, but now they're going to play live for us. Ladies and gentlemen, Puddle of Mud.
money back. Well, I'll take my time. Let's trip down die. Let's trip down die. Let's trip down die. Let's trip down die. Trip down die. Let's trip down die. Let's trip down die. Let's trip down die.
Thank you. Yeah. Puddle of Mud, everybody.
Awesome.
Nice job,
but,
guys.
You know, that was the worst Ass Kiss Rodeo contestant we've had so far today. I don't get it.
Big Tad had his eyes closed.
They didn't mention your eyes. They didn't mention you at all.
He was mouthing all the words.
I love Puddle of Mud.
No ass, Sherlock.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
You guys rock.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're flattered beyond words.
Shut up.
All right. Relax. Now, everybody, reel it in. Rachel, have a shot. We're going to take a break.
Booze.
We'll do our little boob competition, Tad. You may want to start producing even more milk. See if you can ace this one. Then we're going to play a little more Ass Kiss Rodeo. Kurt Busch is going to be in here. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch. And also Republican Richard Martin, who cannot be happy about the debauchery that's gone on thus far here in Sin City. We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
Well, this is the Iceman. Check it out. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Officially turned into Sodom and Gomorrah here. Who knew? Rachel Perry's had a few shots.
I've only had a couple, but I'm going to have one more.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Is
help yourself,
right?
Baby doll.
She weighs 78 pounds.
With
she
Jerry.
Only needs a quarter
Cheers.
Of a shot.
They give her a shot of Robitussin out of an eyedropper, and she's late.
The Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
Table.
That is a huge shot. Woo!
Yeah, do it all.
That was a huge shot.
Rachel
baby
Perry's
doll.
So drunk, the birds that live in her vagina are crashing into one another.
Oh, please. Please.
Cheers, Tad.
Got the
like
fish
you need
tag.
That.
All right, Tad,
There's
you've had enough to
stuck
drink.
In my teeth now.
All right, everybody, focus now. People, focus. See
Why?
What happens when you get drunk.
Adam, I
we're gonna
love
do,
you.
Well, we're going to. I love
Dude,
you too,
I love
baby.
You.
I love you. You know what? You stay in my suite tonight and sleep it off.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, big guy.
Yes, you stay in my suite. Damn
Where
shit.
Am I going to sleep then?
You, someone's got to man the camera. Rachel Perry in my suite. My sweet, sweet. I'd spell it with two E's if you slept there, baby doll.
Hip strippers draping themselves over the boys of Van Stone.
Yes,
Fat
still
Tad
here.
Looks on the verge of collapse.
Still rocking. All right, let's get on with our makeshift boob. Competition.
Boob
yes,
competition.
Rachel last
yes.
night, Rachel told Angie, the producer, that maybe she could use a boob job. Allegedly.
I never said that.
Allegedly. I say, put it to the crowd and let them decide. The finest boobs on the 7th.
I have
fact,
nice boobs.
Rachel, in fact, got an up-close and personal look at Angie's boobs. Angie was so drunk that Rachel took her back to her room and stripped her nude and put
no.
her in the
wow.
bathroom.
No, the funny... No.
Wow.
No.
Producer Angie, uncharacteristically loaded.
Birds in Rachel's vagina helped take.
I gotta thank Angie for waking me up the first day I get to sleep in during the week. Waking me up at 6:30 in the morning this morning to ask me what happened last night and why she was naked in bed. I didn't put her there. I merely let her fall out of a wheelchair and bang her head on the side table. I let her fall asleep on the
Did
floor.
Did she really leave the spearmint rhino in a wheelchair?
No, no. She left the spearmint. You don't remember? Shut up.
Uh-oh, fight.
No, we carried her in, and then when we got to the Palms, they won't carry you out of the taxi, so we had to
it's
get
like a hospital, yeah.
Yeah, we got a wheelchair. Actually, she wouldn't get out of the cab. She wouldn't get out of the cab until I took her shoes off.
We got to the spearmint. She'd been drinking before we got to the spearmint rhino. We'd been there about 8 minutes when I was having a conversation with some radio guys. She yanked me aside, pulled me into the back, and screamed, "I have a car coming. Let's get you out of here." And I was like, well, "Are you kidding? I've arrived. What do you mean? I'm at a strip club. I'm at the spearmint rhino. You said we're going to get out of here." Yes, you did. What am I doing? Making that up?
Angie spent 3 hours at the Spearmint Rhino. and literally has no recollection of having been there. Is that true?
No.
She was blacked
out. He's never
been
prouder.
She was blacked out deeper than Jerron.
So funny. You yes. guys, I know the way you guys work, and if it was a guy, you guys would have drawn penises on her face, et cetera. Oh. Meanwhile, I'm there stroking her head. I'm like, you okay, honey?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I know. All right. I love you, baby.
All right.
I
all right,
your
you
boobies.
Two. All right. Relax now.
Come here.
Relax.
Come here, big guy.
Relax. It's only 8 a.m. in L.A. You got to look at it that way. All right. Let's do our little boob competition here. Now, we're not a strip club, so you can't show any actual bare breasts. But,
what?
Well, that's what they tell me the rules are. I don't know the rules.
Private.
It's not going to hurt the call.
Okay, in lieu of, Tad, show us your breasts.
Tad, you can show us your breasts, yes.
Yeah.
Please, let's see those teacups.
Our first contestant, Fat Tad.
Big Tad. That's enough, Big Tad.
Ample bosom.
All right. You should care. All right. Put the shirt on for the show, would you please? Uh-oh. Van Stone now getting involved in the act. All right. Let's see, Angie. Angie, let's see how you stack
show
up against Big Tad. Yeah.
How say you, audience?
Angie's got nice.
Get a good look.
You got a nice natural C-cup going there. Yes?
Sensual bosom.
All right.
All right, now.
Boy, not much of a talker when she's sober.
Next, let's go with Lindsay. Let's go with Lindsay, Chase's assistant. Lindsay, please show yourself to the crowd.
Lindsay's got some.
There's Lindsay. Here
yeah,
she
Lindsay's
all dolled up.
Oh, wow.
She got some nice, look at, she's not wearing a bra. I can see her, I can see her nipple.
Yes, that's my assistant. How dare you?
Miss Rachel Perry.
Rachel Perry, everybody. A nice natural B / C cup.
And just for fun, how about some of the
spirit
rhinos?
Thank you. Yes, let the pros do their job.
Those aren't real.
Nice job, Kaya. That's right. Your doctor should be commended.
Let's line the girls up and have
Adam,
a
little bit. Adam, I want to see your boobies.
I'm going to declare a winner right now.
I'm campaigning.
Tad, I would rather you hold a stick of dynamite than that microphone at this point. Please, give it back to me. Now, dry up the lactation around your areolas, put your shirt back on, and let's move on with the show. Sorry, Big Tad, I've declared the winner in the breast competition.
No,
I'm sorry.
No fucking way, man.
Well, who do you have? You got yourself?
I have the best food.
Really?
I love my food.
What does the audience say? Rachel Perry?
What about Lindsay over here?
What about my beautiful assistant, Lindsay? Lindsay, where are you, sweetie? Second place, Angie.
Whatever.
Producer Angie.
Yeah, I've seen them. I've had that pizza.
And lastly, Fat Tad.
Big Tad.
I don't want to have that.
I'm going to declare Rachel Perry our winner.
Yes.
Nice job, baby.
Where's my belt?
Do a victory lap. All right, let's play a little Ass Kiss Rodeo, shall we? We have our next contestant ready to go.
All right.
Now, again, this is for $5,000. We have, what do we have? Do we have four people so far? Semifinals. Oh, we're down
final
to
final four.
We're down to our final four.
Ooh, semi.
Morix, who cares about that NCAA tournament?
Semifinals. Zach and Dan up here.
Ooh,
we'll start off. Go ahead, Bubba. Give him an
all right. It's time to raise the level of ass kissing. This round, we got Dan against Zach.
Zach is the number one seed. You get to choose. Will you start or finish? He turns it to Dan Skolnick. The underdog. Clear-cut underdog.
Dan, you're going first.
I can take it.
He edged out Giselle, the stripper, in the first round to advance to the semifinals.
All right, let's get it started. Semifinals, $5,000.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo!
I got to tell you, I'm a... like politics. I think Washington was our greatest politician.
I think you're right. I mean, the man started this country. You started a revolution now in this town, back on the West Coast. You've created just this empire, much like George Washington did. I think you're on that level.
I think he was a heretic and a traitor. He should have been tried for treason and killed.
Well, you're right. You're obviously a man of... You're a Renaissance man. You're well-known in all these circles. You would know history. I subjugate myself to your knowledge.
American Idol, best show on TV.
Oh, my God. I wish I could hear your melodious voice on that show.
Survivor, best show on television,
bar
none.
Oh, my God. You would cream the crap out of any other individual on that game. I see you leading on every challenge. I see you leading every aspect of that show.
Wow.
He brought it. He ran his game. He definitely brought it.
Dan, he did bring it. I got to say, Zach is the odds-on favorite for Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Even money down in the sports book.
Is it?
That's right.
I had not seen it. I've not seen it down there.
I don't want to disclose how much, but I've got four figures riding on this.
Zach is all but spent. All right, quiet down. Zach is all spent the $5,000, but that's why you play Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Yes.
That's why you have to play the game.
Yes. The time for talk is through, but not literally. But
Right. I understand. Zach, you ready to rock?
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, I think I'm going to go get myself a tattoo down in the lobby. I think I'd look good with a tat on me.
Your face on my back.
Groovy.
And it says Adam Forever because you're the man, Adam.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I'm thinking about getting a piercing, too.
You know, I got a piercing while I was down there. I got a little picture of you and some sterling right on. I probably can't say the radio, but you can use your imagination because you're the man, Adam, and you anywhere is good stuff.
Las Vegas, best town in the world.
Las Vegas has got that much better just with your arrival. You make this city glow and go, Adam. You're the man.
Vegas.
You know, once you leave, this place will turn to a cesspool cow town like it always has because you make Vegas. You make any city you go to.
Atlantic City, that's the best city.
Atlantic City is the place for you, Adam, because you're a big roller, you're a big time. As soon as you get there, all the lights will read Adam Carolla.
If Roy can... Wow. All right. Wow.
This one's close.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
I got some comments.
Wow, this is tight. Yeah, Rachel Perry,
right,
I'll say
all
you.
Right. Dan was a little wordy. Mm-hmm. I like the use of Renaissance man.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big thing for you. Yeah. I like the use of the word subjugate.
Mm-hmm.
Zach... He almost makes you want to hate him because he starts with the ass kissing before the gate, but that's the essence of the ass kiss rodeo.
Yeah.
He's a little by rote.
Yeah.
He goes a little bit too much to the, hey, it's you, Adam.
Right.
Adam.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I thought Dan really elevated his game in this final four matchup. I didn't think Zach brought it as much as he has in the past, but he's got the raw skills. I think that his...
Yeah.
His eight compared to Dan's 10 is still good enough.
I'll tell you what I think. I agree with you, Shaq. I think what we saw there was Zach. Zach's the Muhammad Ali of Ask Kiss Rodeo, but he didn't have a great night.
No.
And what we had here is a young Jerry Quarry, a game fighter, a guy who
was fighting
above his level, but still not good enough to topple the great Ali.
The champion survives even on not a particular great night, that's why I think he's champions. I think he's been scared to the core.
I agree. He realizes he's got to double his effort. Zach, you're moving on. Dan, do not
hang
your head, my friend. You're a worthy competitor.
Zach is one win away now from $5,000.
Wow. One win away from $5,000. And the fact that he brought in, he's wearing a t-shirt with my puss on it that says pure genius does not hurt his cause.
If there's a tie, that goes.
I got to be honest with you. All right, who's next? We have two more, I should say.
All right, to see who's going to face Zach in the finals, we got Pete versus Dirk. Come on up, guys.
Dirk back mountain, the gay cowboy.
Right.
Versus Pete, the Pennsylvania kid.
Wow. Let's see.
All businesses, Pete.
Is Dirk's name tag still off? That may count in precious points. Well, stuck somewhere I can't mention. We have the strippers now rubbing the guys, warming them up. Two more. Who wants to go first? Wow. Getting a handy from the strippers. All right, Dirk, would you like to start?
Sure, I'll start.
All right.
Dirk squeaked by in those last matchups.
Yeah.
I'm ready to kiss your ass, Adam.
But here's the thing. Just advancing to the next round. Now, all you have to do is win the basketball game by a bucket.
Survive
That's all.
And move on.
That's all. That's all. All right, we're ready to get started?
I'm ready.
All right, remember, the winner of this is going on to the final and a chance to win $5,000 from Playboy Television. Let's do Ask Kiss Rodeo.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! Woo!
I like skinny girls. I like them like Rachel Perry.
I like skinny girls, too. And, Adam, next time you go to the strip club, I hope you take me because I know you'll be engulfed in a sea of hotties.
All right. Big butts. I happen to like a woman with a big ass on her.
I like a big ass, too. But that's because you like a big ass. And if you enjoy a big ass, I enjoy a big ass. Because obviously you know what's best.
Paris Hilton. She's my favorite. I don't like that Nicole Richie.
Nicole Richie? I can hear
Nicole Richie. Oh, I don't know.
I couldn't hear you, Adam.
Well, okay. But that's part of the game. Again. We talked about it. It's not all dome kicking off the turf. Sometimes you're going to be at the frozen hinterlands of Lambeau Field, and the winds are swirling. You have to kick at adverse conditions.
You're right. You're right. I agree.
No way, man. Dirk sucks.
Okay. Well, now that's the booze talking, Rachel. Come on.
Let Dirk, me enjoy my chicken finger.
Let me explain what this is like now, Dirk. It's tough. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to be tough to win. But like in drag racing, when one car can't get ready and blows an engine, the other one still has to line up and go.
Absolutely.
If he blows an engine, then it's a push.
It's as though Pete is now ahead on points on the scorecards. He must now merely avoid the knockout.
Right.
If he can reach the end of the fight, he will go on
to the
finals.
Last round, just stick and move. Get on your horse, Pete. You're
Pete,
ready?
The Pennsylvania kid.
You're ready to go?
Worthy.
You're ready to go?
Is this working?
You're from Pennsylvania.
Is this
are you
working?
Not? Yes. You ready?
I'm ready, sir.
All right. Remember, the winner goes on.
It's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo!
Pennsylvania sucks. I cannot stand that region.
Nothing worse than people from this state. That's why I hightailed it out. That's why, even though you were born there, you got out of there immediately.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Huh. I hate that team.
Worst team in the NFL. Nothing worse than the black and gold's embarrassment to the state. They need to get on the I-76 and get those rings out of the state. It's an embarrassment.
Steelers, best team in football.
Hands down, the fighting city. Can't mess with the Steelers. I tell you what, when you're like a quarterback of the NFL team. You're the king of comedy. You run plays better than the best. Terry Bradshaw can't hold a light to you. You look at the plays, other quarterbacks would say it's far too complicated. You say, Coach, I'll do that, and I'm going to throw in a 10-minute dissertation on coffee sip cups.
Blackjack,
it's unbelievable.
Best game in the casino.
Oh, I tell you this about blackjack. It's no coincidence that the ace is part of the best hand named
wow.
after yourself.
He survived.
It can't be touched.
Wow. Wow, Pete. Wow. I'll tell you what happened. He scrambled and got out of the pocket for a moment.
I got a little scared.
DB came up, clipped him, almost took his legs out, but his knee never made contact with the turf. He just put his hand down, and then he scrambled and threw a laser beam to the corner. Touchdown.
By a hair. He was staggered. I thought he was done. But he pulled it out. A worthy competition
wow.
this shall now be.
Wow.
Two men now stand.
Men, nay, warriors.
It will be Pete, the Pennsylvania kid, versus the number one seed, Zach. For all the marbles, $5,000.
The unstoppable force versus the immovable object. I never knew what that meant, but it sounded right.
This
two
SGs,
one winner.
We shall see who emerges victorious.
Wow, $5,000 on the line. You could cut it in here with a butter knife. The tension, and also Big Tad just broke away in a 50-50. So between those two things, you could really cut it with a knife. Well, that's why you play the game. Congratulations, you two great warriors. And to the vanquished, we'll see you in the lobby. All right, we're going to take a break. Republican Richard Martin is going to be in here next. Also, Van Stone and Kurt Busch, the NASCAR driver. All that still coming up after this.
Hey, this is Richard Jenny. You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. And how many people can say that?
Well, still a lot of show to go from Vegas. We're up at the top of the tower here in Palm at the Ghost Bar. Van Stone is taking the stage once again. Third best band out of Palmdale, Van Stone. Everybody, they're going to rock out for us in just a couple of few. They got another song prepared. First Republican Richard Martin has entered the fray.
I can't believe you actually made it to Sin City.
Wow, that's not a very Christian welcoming, but that's okay. I know you, that you have Jesus Christ down there somewhere in your heart, and I'm happy to be here, and I'm proud to say that I am a member of the show. I know everybody doesn't care for me, but Adam, I know you're a gentleman. I appreciate you having me
on.
Well,
I wanted to offer some balance from the debauchery we've had so far in the show with the strippers. Yeah, and the booze and all that, you know. Yeah. But as you can see, this is a good time. This is just people. These aren't people that are devils or Satan worshipers. These are just people who want to have a few drinks, who want to hang out at a strip club, who want to enjoy themselves. What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong as long as they turn their lives around in time and accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior into their heart. There is nothing wrong with that. We all sin before before we're saved, Adam.
What do you do out here? Because we were all at the Spearmint Rhino last night. What do you do for fun?
Sometimes the family and I will order room service. You know, we'll get malt and we'll try to drink them real fast and see who gets a headache first. Sometimes we'll put on the album Grease and we'll run it around in our stocking feet and have sack races.
You're sort of missing out on the essence of what Vegas has to offer, though.
Well,
you haven't had a single beer or something?
I'm not a
Miller Lite?
I'm not a fan of the Peppermint Rhino. It sounds a little dangerous.
Spearmint.
Spearmint Rhino.
I understand, yeah.
But I do have some plans I'm proud to announce.
I hear you're working on a casino.
I am,
there.
Adam. I am. It's going to be called the Righteous Republican. And it's a place where we can all come get a little R&R, you know. I like to say we have everything except the needy.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody needs a place to keep the poor at bay, and that's what the Righteous Republican is going to do.
There's going to be gambling going on.
Yes, but all the money will be funneled back into a political action committee to benefit Tom DeLay and help him get reelected.
And what about booze? Are alcohol available?
There will be alcohol, but most of it is going to be pink margaritas.
And you didn't. We asked you to come out last night and join us at the Spearmint Rhino. You didn't,
dude. Where were you? You totally missed a good time.
Yeah, Rachel kind of missed you.
It's not my cup of tea. Could I tell you a couple of more things about the casino? Because I would like to use this as advertising, if you don't mind.
All right. Okay.
Adam, we're gonna offer a full package spa there, where it's going to be called Straighten Up, and you can straighten not only your hair, your spine. But you can also straighten your sexuality. So we're gonna have a priest there, a chiropractor, and a salon therapist. Mm-hmm. So imagine an afroed gay gentleman with scoliosis.
Right.
He walks in there full of trouble. He walks out upright with billowy hair and a gal on his arm.
He's essentially white and straight when he leaves.
Exactly.
Interesting.
We're gonna have the
seems unethical.
Yeah.
We're going to have a roller coaster, the theory of evolution defying a roller coaster. What you do is you're given a broken car to get into, and you can choose to either have it fixed by Adam and Eve or by an ape.
One of the strippers is showing her tuchus to the crowd.
She is.
That's why. And why an ape can fix your car? Why? What's wrong with a woman's breast? What is so unholy about a woman sharing her body with a man? Isn't that the most natural?
I'll be honest with you, Adam. It's the devil's nightlight.
Really?
It beckons you into a world that's dark and unsavory.
What, you don't like boobies?
They're fine. They're fine to serve a purpose, to nurture a baby, but even then it's a little dirty.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't, have you ever had a lap dance before?
I don't, I'm not interested in a lap dance.
But you may like it. You really may.
How can you judge? How can you say you're against this sort of thing if you've never experienced
These gals don't want to take their clothes off. What they want is they want to be saved, and that's why I brought the scripture here.
Well, why don't you sit over there in the chair?
Have a lap dance. That's a good idea.
Get yourself a lap dance.
Yeah, what up?
What I would like to do is I'd like to convert some of these gals to Christianity.
Well, knock yourself out over there. Let's see. Maybe they can bring you over to the dark side. You head over there. Share the good news with the ladies. We have the Spearmint Rhino girls over there. They're going to give the good Republican Richard
Loosen up. I mean, his tie is cinched up to the top button.
I want to say that, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when trailer parks have MTV. This is the result.
Yeah, loosen this high up. Loosen this high up a little bit there.
Three spearmint rhino girls.
I wonder.
Wow.
All over.
I just saw a lot.
I'm going to read something from Deuteronomy. Would you hold?
Something from Deuteronomy?
I'll have to read something from Boneronomy.
Wow.
Are you enjoying it?
They've taken the Bible away from me, so I'm going to paraphrase now.
Pat, get this Bible back. That's the only thing you can use to ward off.
Representative Martin, are you enjoying yourself?
Said to Larry.
Pat, get this Bible back.
I need the Bible.
Can I have the Bible back?
Should I take it off, you guys? What do you think? Yeah? Such a fantasy of mine.
This
Wow.
Woo!
He doesn't seem to be fighting this at all.
That's a knee and a groin. There's a boob in the face.
Oh, wait.
He's looking to the Bible now.
Oh, Paul, you don't want to look at that right now.
Just put a getting the Bible away from Republicans.
Come on, Paul. You don't
want to quote from Deuteronomy.
No
right.
way.
We're going to try to convert them now while we're
struck out. Oh, that's it. That's it.
Oh, no way.
They're all going to hell. All right. Girls, I think you've had enough. Wait a minute.
Fasten your blouse. Fasten your blouse.
All right, let's reel it in.
Fasten your blouse.
Ladies, finish him off and let's get out of here.
Representative Martin, it's like she's Eve in the Garden of Eden, and you're Adam. Enjoy yourself.
I tell you, the one thing the spearmint rhino does is give a class on how to wear perfume subtly.
I know. Hey, ladies, let me give you a tip with the perfume. You have to put on so much that the old lady knows you went to a strip club 2 days after you come home. Really, what is the strategy?
Again, I'm going to ask her to fasten her blouse. This is very discomforting.
I came home last night, it smelled like the champagne room.
This is discomforting, you guys.
Now you see. Other career options. I know you must have the nursing outfit.
Oh,
I have a license.
That's
too, baby. All right, let's get Republican Richard Martin back.
Van Stone swooping in to pick up the scrap.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to have to break.
God.
Van Stone is going to be playing live for us when we come back. Terry Hart, motocross expert Terry Hart, also has a pad shop down there. And, of course, Kurt Busch. NASCAR
Representative
driver extraordinaire will be here. We'll take a break. We'll work on Republican Richard Martin's wood, and we'll do all that after this.
Ow! People of the Earth, this is Randy
and Lonnie Vasto,
and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Ow! And I'm Hawk,
dude. You're not in the band.
Yeah, I'm not in the band.
That's right. Van Stone in studio. Yeah, let's hear it for Van Stone.
Yeah!
The world's loudest rock band. The third best band out of the Palmdale area behind Scourge and Windbreaker.
Windjammer, dude.
Sorry.
Everyone knows that.
Sorry.
Windbreaker jumped off the mat like 10 years ago, Adam. Where have you been? Like,
sorry.
Do you not get out to the valley?
I'm not thinking right.
Lead singer Windbreaker was committed to a mental hospital.
Antelope Valley. You know, you got to know something. Most of the girls that dance at Spearmint Rhino, they're from Palmdale.
Oh, wow.
I found that out last night.
I knew there was a reason I love those ladies. Yeah, and I agree with Richard Martin. Just enough perfume. Not too much. Very subtle with the perfume.
I think he ended up having a terrific time, though. The Van Stone guys were hanging with him back there.
Man!
One of the things we learned from doing this radio show is that I can complain about just about anything.
And I'll complain about anything. You're the world champion of complainers. There's nothing on the face of the earth that Adam Carolla cannot complain about. If there were an Olympic event for complaining, you, sir, would be the reigning gold medal champion.
Yes, it is so sad, but so true.
Russ, go put the lid on your. I'm getting high from your marks a lot marker that's blowing around. Please get out of here with that thing. You got a nice buzz
going.
That's
the stripper perfume.
Oh, is that the stripper perfume?
Yeah. I'm wasted.
All right. So we decided to convert it into a little game called What Can't Adam Complain About? You bring up the topic. I have not heard them yet. We have Jerron, the world's blackest white inmate. I should say intern. A Freudian slip. Had nothing against my black brothers there. Freudian slip. He is out in the audience. Jerron, you have rounded up people. They have topics for me to complain about, and I have not heard them. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Nice job.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
One of our audience members.
That's
introduce
right.
yourself.
My name is Megan, and I'm from Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering, how can you complain about people that collect cars?
Oh, man, tough. Going right, cutting to the quick. I don't like the guys that collect American cars. I don't like those straight axle, push rod, underhead cam pieces of crap. I don't like those with the drum brakes in the rear. And it's a pretentious, snooty crowd. And by the way, when I see a guy who has a car collection and he has some cars that I like, except for they reside in his garage, I'm angry and bitter.
Next!
Top dog. Hey, first off, top set Corolla.
Thank you. But we're no
Taz,
longer.
Taz, my boy.
Okay, take the microphone all away right. from him and hit him with the hammer. Who's next? We're not playing Ask Kiss Rodeo. We're playing What Can't Adam Complain About?
Hello, I'm James Bolio from Newport, New Hampshire. And, Adam, you definitely cannot complain about lap dances.
Well, I got to tell you this. First off, I have a hellacious set of crabs I brought home last night. So first off, I can complain about it. Secondly, what about this strip club? $20 they charged me at the ATM. $20, and I only got $20 out, so I got zero. Next!
Hi, I'm Ashley from Arizona. And what can you say bad about rainbows?
I don't like rainbows because people think there's a leprechaun and a big pot of gold waiting on the end of it. And you know what? There's nothing but a rusted out refrigerator.
You're here.
I followed a rainbow once. Turned out they were just filming a Skittles commercial. I got screwed.
Next up.
Hey, Adam. This is Garrett from Albuquerque, New Mexico.
What's
I was wondering,
Garrett?
How can you complain about Rachel Perry's tattoos?
Wow. Her birds of prey.
They reside in her vagina. They guard it.
Wow, Heckle and Jekyll. I'll tell you what I can complain about. They're birds of prey with sharp talons and beaks that can tear flesh, and I fear they never will.
I have one for you, Ace.
Yes.
What about this? How can you complain about Las Vegas?
Las Vegas. Monsoon rains in the winter. Oppressive heat in the summer. Prostitutes. Wait a minute. I'm stumped. It's over. I've been beaten by my
Wait,
own game.
Get back on
that
your feet. Get up off the canvas.
Can't Adam complain about?
We have one more. We have one more bonus complaint. What is
You
the
can
topic?
Do it, Ace.
Adam, this is Zach from right here in Las Vegas. How can you complain about having the same last name as a car you were conceived in?
First off, good sir, how dare you? Secondly, do you know the living hell it's been being compared to a mid-sized, crappy Japanese economy box your whole life? Why couldn't I have been named Maserati? Why not Lamborghini? Why not Bugatti? Instead, Corolla, and it's a Japanese name. Everyone's confused. They hear Adam, he must be a Jew. They hear Corolla, he must be Japanese. I'm screwed. And they spell it C-O-R, which has convinced everyone to spell my name C-O-R instead of C-A-R. Ironically spelling car, but they won't do it that way. That's it. How simple.
Nicely done, sir, as always. I'll say this, you know, first of all, I have it on good authority, Land Rover has agreed to change their name.
That's
to the
right.
Corolla.
Yes.
Why don't we just
and
you
I also
Land
have it
Rover.
Land Rover, one of our sponsors, I have it on Miller Lite has gotten us all drunk today, and Land Rover, from what I understand, everybody here will drive off in a brand new car. Yeah. Wait, is that not
I
right?
I don't think you can say that.
You probably get a free beer. All right, now. It is time.
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
All right. Well, listen, people are drunk. We're doing the show live. It's rock and roll. Speaking of rock and roll, everybody, the loudest band in the world, the third best band out of the Palmdale area, besides Scourge and Breakwater, Windjammer.
What kind of band is Windjammer?
Yeah, what are they?
They're a Calypso cover band.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
And they're ahead of you guys.
They do a lot of Christopher Cross.
There's a lot of Christopher. They're really good. They're really good.
All right. Welcome back to the stage for the second time, Van Stone!
Gotta get to spring break, gotta get away. Eight guys packed in an Escort LS. Yeah, there ain't no better place on spring break express. Burning down the high. Been 3 days since I had any sleep. Ain't stopping till we reach Lake on the beach. Dicks and thongs and beers and bongs and parties and red chair all night long. We went shots and puke it up and pass it out the beach.
I ain't even in college.
We been forever. Cause it ain't spring break till
I get laid.
A wet t-shirt contest down by the pool. Did a 12-foot beer bong, man, it was cool. Checked out a motel. It's dicks and thongs and beers and bongs and pies and rage and all night long. Doing shots and duking up and passing out on the beach.
Hey, check it out, man. There's that girl I hooked up with at Spearmint Rhino last night.
Where?
The fat one that looks like pink.
Dude, that's our roadie, Hawk.
Oh.
Hey, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Oh, man. Girls Gone Wild down at the hot tub. I ain't going nowhere.
Just stage dive. Knocked over a couple of Van Stone fans. You guys better be careful. You don't have too many.
I think we just were reminded why they're the third best band in Palmdale.
I think we are.
That nice song goes out to that like deaf rat dude that's on your show. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's.
I think he's down at Lake Havasu.
You were
right
loud
now.
Enough for him to hear it.
Yeah. That was good stuff. Too bad Def Rat Guy couldn't be here, but he's on a houseboat with his Teak brothers out in Havasu. Yep. Nice job, Van Stone. Hey, let's give it up for Van Stone one more time, everybody. All right, we need to take a break. Carrie Hart for me. Motocross rider extraordinaire from the TV show Inc.'s going to be in here. Kurt Busch, NASCAR driver. And also, the finals of Ask Kiss Rodeo. $5,000 still up for grab. All that coming up after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. He's so hot.
All right. Good to be back. There we go. We're in Las Vegas. Got a little more show to go. We still have to determine the winner of Ask Kiss Rodeo. $5,000. That's coming up. Carrie Hart is in studio. We will talk to him in just a couple of few. First, Republican Richard, what's up, Richard Martin?
Adam, I got to tell you, God darn it, I'm disappointed in you having the
the nude gals come out here and
right, the strippers. Right.
Yeah, you know that I'm a Republican. You know that I'm a Christian. Mm-hmm. You know that I have a covenant with my wife.
Right. Do you mean to say right. you didn't enjoy the lap dance you got? You had three girls naked on you.
The only person that lap dances for me is Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, David.
Wow.
And
in that loincloth, too.
I
that could be
not.
Provocative.
You should invite Richard over to Roy Horn's house later.
Yeah.
I met the fellas Sigmund and Freud. They're fantastic guys. I've invited them to Ohio. I said, bring the wives. You seem like neat fellas.
You know, I think they may be a gay couple.
What?
I think they may be gay. They're living together. They do magic together. You didn't see the wives around the house, did you?
I petted their cats.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying they may be a gay couple. And see, yet you like them. That's my point.
I don't like them now.
Okay. Well, you're very close-minded. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay.
I'm off to my room to masturbate.
Please do. Richard Martin, Republican Richard Martin for the great state of Ohio, everybody.
First lap dance ever.
Mixed response.
Rich Banks is a friend of the show. He's out in Arizona. He sends us all these great goofy songs that we play. He doesn't ask for money. He doesn't ask for thanks. He just does it because. Rich, thank
Rich
you.
Rich is rich.
Thank you.
All right. And you crank these songs out very quickly.
I work about 16 hours a day doing music for television, so it's...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, God bless you. Let's hear a sampling of Rich's work.
All right.
Trying.
All right. Oh, here we go.
What does an elephant and a rhino have in common, do you say? They both weigh less than this awful mess, the man they call Big Fat Tad. Yeah, he's fat, fat.
Everyone.
Big Fat Tad. 90% lard, yeah, it's really sad. Fatter than old Stock Jones.
Wow.
He'll probably spend his life alone. Cause he's fat, fat. Big Fat Tad. Fu Manchu that probably smells like ham.
Wow.
Adam threw him a bone.
You had to pick this one, yeah.
And put Tad on his show.
You know what's funny? He came up to me, introduced himself to me, and he goes, all right, right there in the jaw, go ahead, hit me.
Wow.
No. I was like, dude, you know what? Even though I said I wanted to hit you.
Instead, Tad ate his
it's
right
funny.
Leg.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll jump over the table and kill you, bro.
All right, stick to the...
Tad hasn't puked yet, I can't believe it.
Stick to the rodeo clowning, Big Tad, please. All right, we need to, Rich.
Yeah.
You keep the songs coming, by the way. We do appreciate them. And yet, you've asked for no compensation, have you?
You know, I'm so bored with television music. It's fun. The show's great, so I'll keep doing it.
God love you.
All right.
A hand for Richard.
Thank you.
Nice job, Rich.
I appreciate the use of the word ham in the Tad song.
Yes.
Ham.
Carrie Hart here. Carrie, give him a hand.
First man ever backflip motorbike.
Yes. First man to do a flip on a motorcycle at the X Games or ever, right?
Yeah, first ever.
And how many times did you miss before you made it?
Well, the first time was the first time I ever went for it. I figured...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I figured, I mean, pretty much if I'm going to go for it, there might be a million people watching and doing it at home.
Did you think I'm going to... Like, the chance of me dying here...
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a huge risk. And back in those days, it was never even thought of, so.
And now everyone does it.
Yeah.
They're teaching people how to do it on MTV, on Made.
It's good. It's the evolution of the sports.
Old people are doing it on cruise ships. It's all over the place. It really is amazing, too, because I used to be into motocross and a little BMX and stuff. And back in the day, if you could get 3 feet of air and lean your bike over about 10 degrees, you're
the
baddest guy in town. Just turn the bar, instead of noon, turn it to about 2:30 or 3 o'clock, and you are the greatest motocross rider ever.
Yeah.
Now guys are doing flips, they're getting 30 feet of air. I mean, it's incredible, but where is it keep going, and how does it keep going?
I mean, guys are still pushing it. Travis Pastrana just did a double backflip.
Really?
Did he?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really controlled environment, but, I mean, it's the guys are doing 360s
But unless
now.
It's outer space, how controlled can it be? I mean, he landed in the foam barrel?
No, he did it to dirt. It just it was a controlled environment where he wasn't in a contest in situation where he had a gun to his head to go do it. He got to, you know, work his way through it, and he stomped it. Took him 10 times, but he landed one of them.
He did two backflips.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
Oh, his parents should be shot. And by the way, definitely not a Jew. There's no Jewish parents alive. Would you picture the Damashek parents, Mo Damashek, sitting there and watching you try a double backflip on a 250 Honda?
I'm 35. I'm still not allowed to get a motorcycle.
That's exactly right.
Here's my question for Carrie Hart. Now you're married to Pink.
Yep.
Who wins in a fight?
Oh, she was.
I think Pink. I think Pink could take it down.
I gotta let her win. I'm not gonna beat my wife.
Carry her. That is a decent, valid point.
What kind of man are you?
You just seem hardcore. You seem about as hardcore as it gets. And yet, your wife seems like a tougher person than you, almost.
Yeah, she's heavy hitting. She don't mess around. She actually trains with my Muay Thai trainer, so now it's like a pretty even fight.
You guys gonna have kids? Do you have kids?
No kids yet. No.
But you're gonna give birth to like the like extreme. they're gonna pop right out of the womb and scramble right to the X game.
Well, our luck, they'll come out like perfectly mellow, chess playing, ballet dancing kids.
It'd probably be nicer, because, I mean, you really must have given your parents fits on that motorcycle.
I mean, my dad had, you know, he backed me up quite a bit, and, I mean, I've been through, I broke both my legs, you know, I've done it all. My dad's always supported me. I broke 56 bones so far.
Really?
Still counting.
56 bones.
Mm-hmm. I just got over, I broke both my legs and both my arms.
Yeah, but now you're tattooing.
I own the shop. I don't tattoo yet. But, yeah.
I heard you were.
Well, hold on. I don't want a guy in two casts doing a tat on me. You know.
Yeah.
But I heard you were apprenticing.
Yeah, it's a very slow process because the business element is pretty time consuming. But yeah, I'm apprenticing slowly but surely.
Have you worked on like oranges and chicken skins?
No, I actually did a tattoo on a buddy of mine. His kid, Jason Ellis. He's an Australian skateboarder. And we had him in doing the TV show, and he has his own radio show, and he got wasted, and I tattooed him.
He let you tattoo him. How'd it turn out?
Good. Yeah.
Hey, Carrie,
stuck.
Do me a favor. Rachel, show him the birds that guard your vagina, and I would like Carrie's professional opinion of the birds. Just show him.
Yeah. Tell us what you think.
I got a couple.
All right, huh?
Yeah.
That the stairs? Yeah.
You know who Bill Baker is.
Keep your distance. They'll attack.
Right on.
They're fighting birds.
There
wow.
Looks good.
Beautiful bouquet right at the small of the back. Gives you something to aim for. Well, no, I mean aspire to as an artist.
Bill Baker's a very talented tattoo artist.
That's what I'm saying. He sees this kind of artistry and it gives him something to aim for.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know where your minds are at.
Freaking pervert.
Kids, that is sad. Inked is on, what are you guys doing, a second season now?
Yeah, we're at the end of shooting season two right now. And getting ready to start shooting season three, hopefully soon.
I did watch the first season and enjoyed the mammoth tattooed Ultimate Fighter guy.
Yeah.
Who is like a teddy bear, but stomps people's heads inside the ring.
Very nice on the outside of the ring and very nasty inside of it.
Couldn't imagine a more frightening man. And now, where you live out here in Nevada, right?
Yeah, I was raised. I've been here since I was four.
Oh, really? And now, last I heard, Pink was living in, like, Sherman Oaks or something. Did she move out here?
No, well, what happens is, I mean, right now she's literally on the road for, like, 2 years. She's promoing and then touring. She's got a new album coming out, so... I mean, I go see her on the road, and then when she's home, we're based out of California.
Yeah, you know, people always do that thing where, like, why did the couple break up? Well, you know, they were so busy. He was on the road. She was on the road. I think I could have a relationship that went on for 1,000 years if my wife would only hit the road. Could you imagine? She goes on the road. Honey, I'll catch up to you in Australia. Spearman Rhino Girls.
Perfect
chop
arrangement.
Chop.
Yeah, that's
I think couples break up because they live in a one-bedroom apartment and they both look through the newspaper together for jobs that pay more than $8 an hour. Those couples break up. You're on the road.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I mean, I saw her literally last weekend was the second time since the wedding I saw her. And I flew to Paris for the weekend. And
the wedding was like, when did you guys get married?
January 7th.
You're filled with passion each time you see her.
You miss each other.
Every time your penis is a new broom that sweeps clean.
It's like honeymoon sex every time.
Yeah.
Now imagine the relationship and how long it would go on with you and your man, Rachel. If he only got a look, if he only got a look at the birdhouse, well, twice a year. Imagine that.
We started out that way, though. We started out cross country.
The birds might attack, though. They may not recognize that penis. What is that? Attack!
It's going after the worm.
Razor sharp talons coming down on your prepuce. That's got to be rough. All right. Hey, for some reason, and I know this is getting surreal, but I looked to my right and I saw Robin Leach. I don't know if you guys
hey, Adam.
Him.
Yes. Adam.
Yes.
I'm standing right next to Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Thank you,
Mr. Dad. Robin Leach.
Yes.
And Robin Leach
like
is standing
there. Rich and Famous here today.
Yes, the fat and infamous. Thank you. Robin, good to see you, buddy.
And you, Adam. Welcome to Vegas.
What are you doing up here?
I'm watching you.
Really? I know. You're giving me the creeps.
I'm watching you. I'm watching Rachel. I'm watching Big Tan.
Hey, Bob, have you been watching for long?
I can't hear a word he's saying.
He asked you if you've been watching for a long time.
No, I've been listening for a long time.
I think he called me the C word, by the way. I'm not sure. Point is that we're excited to have you. We're honored that you came by. Our first piece of foot traffic celebrity we've ever had on the Adam Carolla Show.
I believe it.
And you live out here in Vegas, I guess?
Vegas is home. Vegas has been home for 7 years. And this is, without a doubt, the greatest cutting-edge city in the entire world. And what's going on in Vegas is just unbelievable. We grow at leaps and bounds, and we welcome stars like you to do your radio shows.
Thank you.
And we welcome TV people to do their TV shows.
And what pays the bills now? What is an average day? Are you set for life?
What pays the bills now? Are you set for life?
Oh, absolutely.
You are. He's drunk. He's full of himself, and he's rich.
Remember, we started Entertainment Tonight. We started the Food Network. We started Lifestyles of Rich and Famous.
I get it.
We're pretty set for life. And what we do now is that we run America Online from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own channel of AOL Vegas Radio, AOL Vegas Television, and AOL Vegas News. So.
Filthy rich.
And now he's hanging out with Carrie Hart. He's going to get a tattoo, right?
He got Carrie into the extreme motocross riding. Oh, I don't know if you know that. Oh, yeah.
Anytime you had a ride.
Brought it over from the pond many years ago.
That's cool.
Hey, Robin, now that I know you're filthy rich, you need a boy toy on your arm to make you look good for the rest of the weekend. I'm available. You could be my Merv Griffin.
You have to translate.
You could be his Merv Griffin.
All right.
No, the other way around.
Oh, really? I'll be your sugar daddy.
I know I'm as old as Merv Griffin, and you're as young as whoever.
Danny Terrio?
Well, I'm so happy that Tad and Robin Leach finally got together.
Yes.
Soulmates.
I know. Yeah, kindred spirits.
Yes.
Spirits finally come together. Thank you. Robin Leach, everybody.
You've arrived, sir. Robin Leach goes out of his way to see you.
One day you're living in North Hollywood, driving a beat-up Mazda pickup truck, swinging a hammer, and the next minute, Robin Leach is jumping in on your radio show. What a life. Only in America. Screw the Taliban. How say you, audience?
And more importantly, how say you, fish tank?
And how say you, Rachel Perry's Birds of Prey? So glad we listened to Brusca and mic'd him up before the show.
Yes.
I argued with him, but he insisted. All right, where the hell were we? Carrie Hart, everybody. God bless you.
So you guys going to come in and get tattooed after the show or what?
I am going to come in.
Do you have any, Adam? Do you have any tattoos?
No, I don't.
Why not? I can't believe it.
Do you help a potential customer come up with some designs?
Yeah,
What
definitely.
Would you suggest for Carolla then?
God, I don't know. I mean,
Here's the thing. Mom? I'm not Jewish, but I insist on being buried in a Jewish cemetery. For reasons I don't want to discuss on the radio, so that's why I can't get a tat.
Yeah.
I've always wanted a tat.
I'm Italian, but I insist
on being buried.
Yeah, she's Jewish and she has a ton of them.
Pink's Jewish?
Doesn't she?
Half.
Wow.
Pink is a Jew.
Half Jew.
That is marvelous news.
Yep.
Alert Adam Sandler so he can write a song. Nice work. All right, so when does the new season start of Inked on A&E?
New season's May 31st, Wednesday nights, A&E. And it's good.
We'll be watching. Carrie Hart, everyone, give him a hand.
By the way, can I just say quickly?
Yes.
What do you feel about you're by one vowel, you're that close to being Corey Hart.
I've almost called him Corey Hart 9 times.
Yeah.
Has that been a cross for you to bear? How did you overcome this?
Yeah, you know what, it's a little annoying, but I mean it's a common mistake. But
if you see him, if you ever come face to face with him, do you sock him? Do you knock him cold?
No, he didn't do anything wrong.
And
like you said, it's just one letter off.
Pink Hart.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Never thought about that. Yeah.
Oh,
what is what is it? Pink Heart or what are we doing?
It's, she's keeping her name and I'm keeping mine, and her drunken sailor name is Pink Heart.
Why do you guys having babies? Come on. Have a baby.
She's touring for 2 years.
Wait a minute.
She's touring for 2 years. Could you imagine her on stage popping and locking 7 months pregnant?
Right. Yeah. She totally should. She's so rock and roll. I love her. She's got a voice like a like a drunken angel.
Let's cut Rachel Perry off. Obviously, she's drank too much. Carrie Hart, not Corey Hart, everyone. Give him a hand. Inc. A&E will take a break. Kurt Busch, NASCAR driver, and the finals of Ask Kiss Rodeo for $5,000 coming up next.
101 KUFO.
Thank you. All right. Well, a lot of show to go. Kurt Busch, NASCAR driver, is going to be in here. We're also going to do another round of What Can't Adam Complain About. Dave has one of his famous lists. Ooh. Dave Damashek, Vegas-inspired list. Also, we brought up Pete and Zach, the finalists of the Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it for him.
$5,000 on the line. It's an honor just to be mentioned.
Zach Poole is hometown, Grand Junction, Colorado. His ass-kissing style, straight and to the point. Pete Herchick, hometown, mountain home, Pennsylvania. A local boy, Sheck.
No, in fact, he's an anti-Steelers. He's no friend of mine.
Ass-kissing style, firm and passionate.
Just what the ladies like.
$5,000 on the line, fellas.
They've wiped the smiles off their face. The time for fun and games is over.
I'll tell you, this isn't the Bush League anymore. You know, when I was coming up doing Ask Kiss Rodeo, we were sleeping in our cars. We were going from town to town. The biggest prize I ever saw was $80, a sixer flat beer and a handy from a toothless broad. Not $5,000. You guys have climbed the Ask Kiss Mountain, and you're near the summit.
I wish I could hear them talk smack about each other.
This has never been about the money for me, Adam. I just want to come and express my appreciation.
Hey, Adam.
You brought
Adam.
The sunshine into my dark cloud.
Hold on a second. Ed, shut the F up. He's talking.
He's wasted.
Yes, I understand. But, Ted, what do you want?
We got a belt. We got a belt, too, for these guys.
You already
broke it. Speaking of belts, stop drinking and somebody punch Ted. Those are my two belts. Thanks. All right, you will be walking away with not only $5,000, but the coveted Ask Kiss Rodeo belt.
Zach, let me ask this of Zach. The number one favorite right now, the odds-on favorite. He came into the tournament, even odds. He's reached the finals to no surprise of yours truly and many others. What's your pregame ritual as we wait? We have only a matter of moments. The time is nearly here.
I find it best to just clear my mind, think of Adam, find my zen spot, and just think, what would Adam do?
I see.
And live by that motto.
React.
What do you think of this? What do you think of Pete? What do you think of the competition here?
I think Pete's strong. I don't believe he's not in it for the money, but that's his game. That's what he's playing. I'm here to play too.
Now, how say you, Pete?
Well, let me just jump in here and tell you real quick. I did talk to Pete during the commercial break. He says he takes it one ass at a time. I asked him if he looked forward to asses. He said, no, I take it one ass at a time. I never overlook an ass.
That's a great tip for all you kids out there who one day want to grow up.
The kids out there,
want
eventually break into the Ask Kiss Rodeo ranks. You take it one ass at a time, and you never look at an ass lightly. You take it seriously. Thank you, Sheck. Go ahead.
You're here. Pete, how say you about the mighty Zach?
Well, you know, he's a strong competitor. He's got a good franchise. I'm a little disturbed by, you know, he's trying to draw a lot of attention to himself.
He's wearing the shirt with my likeness on it.
There's
says
some
genius.
Subtle trash talking going on
there really
between
is.
The two foes.
There's no love lost between these two great champions.
Now, drinking. Has it been a part of your pregame ritual, Pete?
Well, drinking a lot of coffee. See, since I've qualified on Monday, I haven't been able to sleep a wink. So I'm just high on the caffeine, trying to keep the mind clear. I think about what my life was like before I heard the first time I heard Adam Carolla, and I just compare it to how my life feels now, and I just I go with what the heart tells me.
Save it for the tourney.
I'll say this though. Yeah. I really don't think Pete chose ass kissing. I think ass kissing chose him.
Yeah.
It's just in his blood.
I agree.
Yeah.
It comes from a long line of brown nosers. Yeah. I agree.
This is going to be a mighty battle.
Sycophant extraordinaire.
This will be monumental. And again, the winner walks away with not only $5,000, not only the Ass Kiss Rodeo belt, which Big Tad had mentioned earlier by cutting you off midstream in your sentence, but with a little something you can't buy. It's called pride, ladies and gentlemen, and the winner will walk out. No, Dave, he'll not walk out. He'll be carried out on the shoulders of the fans. How say you?
And as if that's not incentive enough, the loser will actually have to literally kiss Tad.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Just to scare him. Put the fear of God into him.
Wow. All right. So, Kurt Busch, come on. You guys, I don't want to keep you up here any longer. You go get loose, break it down, skip some rope, hit the focus pads.
Take some
whatever you got to do.
Thank you, say your prayers.
Much. Yeah. Get with your entourage, if in fact you have one. Kurt Busch is going to come in here, NASCAR driver. Dave Damashek has a list that those of you who listen to the show know that Dave Damashek likes to dispense a list every once in a while. We'll hear that. We'll also do another round of What Can Adam Complain About. Sheck, how do you feel? You feel ready for your list?
Listen, I'm ready. Whatever you want.
Let's hear one of your famous Dave Damashek lists.
Perhaps you can complain about it afterwards.
All right. Little something from Karate Kid.
Try to be best because you're only a man. Believe, though the going gets rough, that you got a handcuff to make it. History repeats itself, try and you succeed. Never doubt that you're the one, and you can have your dream.
Everyone.
You're the best around. Nothing's gonna ever keep you down. You're the best.
Powerful. Here we go. What's the topic?
Right. Listen, we're in Vegas. What better to discuss than the best game to gamble on? I would like to say ahead of time that there will be no Pie Gal on this list.
Wow.
There will be no roulette on this list. These are games for women.
Uh-huh.
And old fellas.
Interesting.
No. These are the games for men. The first nominee for the best casino game. 21.
Blackjack.
21. Blackjack, good. Fun to sit there, get to know the Asian dealer,
yeah,
making
sure
the cards for you, you know,
yeah,
develop an intimate relationship.
Give them out. Sure.
The next nominee. Craps!
Craps!
Throwing the bone. Craps! I admire this game. Overcoming that awful name, that truly terrible name.
True.
To emerge as perhaps the greatest.
You're named after fecal matter, and yet millions of Americans love you.
Yeah. Powerful. Next. The spinny wheel.
Uh-huh.
You bet on the number on it.
Yeah.
I don't even know its name.
Point is, you love it.
That's right. And lastly, the sports book. Betting on the game.
Yeah.
Betting on the game.
Smart.
And the best casino game is... I'm opening the envelope.
I think we almost heard that, yeah.
Yeah. On sports. That's it. And you know what else, too?
Yes, yes.
It overcomes this. I admire Kraft overcoming the terrible name. But even more, you say betting on sports, you might even fall prey to betting on a woman's event, like women's basketball.
Right.
And in spite of that,
you could
handicap.
What? Nothing better.
You
Rachel
bet
Perry
on sports anywhere. There are a few things you can do only in Vegas.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
I didn't come here to be attacked.
Well, you shall.
Well, maybe you should have thought of that before you voted for sports.
All right. Now, Ace, please.
Yes.
Can you complain about betting on sports?
Yes, I can.
Please do.
I've been taken to the cleaners, betting on sports every goddamn week, all 16 weeks. No, plus the playoffs during football season each and every year, never beating the spread, having can't-miss parlays and being crushed by it, and then announcing can't-miss parlays, never betting on it, and having them come through. Yes, I'm down thousands of dollars through your beloved sports book. All right. Let's lead us into a round of what can't Adam complain about. Jerron, you're out in the audience. Who do you have there?
Hi, my name is Monica. I'm from Riverside, California. And how can you complain about Ass Kiss Rodeo?
Wow. It's tough. But I got to tell you, being here, especially being a product of divorce and having low self-esteem as I do, it's very uncomfortable to sit here and have two grown, unattractive men try to lick my buttocks for hours on end. It makes me uncomfortable.
Your ability to take the ass kissing is an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Who's next?
Hi, I'm Cindy from Danville, California, and I'm wondering how can you complain about getting paid to BS on the radio?
Wow, that's tough. I gotta tell you, I make it look easy because I'm that good, but it's a hard job, a difficult job, and then you gotta go home and hear, oh, you're not as funny as Howard Stern from my own wife, please. It's humiliating. The burden. And this is why all comedians become alcoholics. They OD on heroin, and they get buried in unmarked graves.
That's it. Listen. We have Kurt Busch.
What?
NASCAR extraordinaire seated to your
Kurt,
left.
Good to see you.
How are you?
Wow.
And we still have to settle this ass-kissing thing. Too much show. Too little time.
Oh, you're right.
You'll complain anytime.
That's a good point. And I'll do it for free. Thank you. Thank you. All right, we got Mark McGuire here, who looks like he's dying to ask one more question. But what is it? You want to do one more?
All right.
One more.
My name is Mike. I'm from San Diego. How can you complain about beer?
Beer. Well, there's so much of it that is bad. You got the American stuff that's kind of flat, and it comes in a can, and it's warm. That's no good. And then you have the German stuff that's kind of bitter. And then what about the DUI I got the other night? Because I was too ass-faced from putting down a sixer of Mickey's. That's all I can complain about there. Thank you. All right. Kurt
Calm
Busch.
Down.
Sorry, I'm fired up. Kurt Busch, thank you for joining us, by the way.
Absolutely, man. No problem at all. What are you all fired up about?
I don't know. I'm punchy. Because I'm the only one in the room that's not drunk.
Yeah,
and that's all going to change
that's
in about 31
problem.
Minutes. I can tell you that.
As soon as the clock
right
is checked.
Right now. All right, let's get to the important questions. Have you ever gone number one in your fire suit?
Once before.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Turns out to be pretty sticky and smelly, but you get through it.
It's a long race, and you can't afford to pull over, right?
Exactly. Yeah, there's no time for that. Just let it rip. Deal with it later, but it kind of boils in the sea afterwards. It's not good.
How do you concentrate on that when you're driving like 200 miles an hour?
I couldn't actually go, so I had to kind of like stick my finger in a water bottle, kind of like that old trick when you're like swimming
right.
with the buddies hanging out.
Yeah,
like middle school stuff. I don't know. I don't want to get too detailed, but you know, I couldn't do it because I wasn't sitting in front of a urinal. You know, it was kind of tough.
It's what's the fastest track in the country? Talladega, Daytona?
Talladega's the biggest. It's fast, but at Indianapolis, we get to go about 210.
Really? And the restrictor, you always hear people talking about restrictor plates. Is that put to limit the car's speed? Is
exactly.
that on the is does the restrictor plate go on the carburetor? Is that the deal?
You're pretty sharp, man.
I know.
You can put you out there as a crew chief for a little bit.
See what you can do. Could do it. Yeah.
Yeah. The restrictor
plates. We're not playing Ask It's Rodeo.
See this guy over here. Now, restrictor plates. If we didn't have them, we would go like 230, 235 at Talladega and Daytona. And if you hit the wall going that fast, it's going to hurt somebody's melon.
Who is the biggest a-hole out on that track?
Who's got to be a ton of candidates.
Every single week, there's at least somebody that jumps out and does something really stupid. But not everybody is going to do it all the time. There's one guy each week.
You're not the most popular guy in the old school kind of thing. A lot of the hillbillies don't love you, right?
No, but I made GQ's list, yeah. Third most hated athlete. That was pretty stout.
Really?
Wow.
That was pretty stout. I'm like, how did I get there? And they just asked my old team what I did to them. That's all they asked.
NASCAR got started by a bunch of hillbilly rum runners in like the 40s and stuff, or 30s probably, during Prohibition. They would soup up their cars. One guy would pick the banjo feverishly, and the other guy would try to outrun Johnny Law. That's really the origins of the sport. all other sports people sat down and figured out. You know, it's not like basketball got started because people were trying to move sacks of medicine into baskets that were high up above the court. No, this is the only sport that really came about because somebody was trying to commit a felony.
Yeah,
you really think
if you busted
it.
The moonshine, it wasn't a good deal.
Right.
Know, if it broke in the back seat, it's kind of rough.
And they would take cars that were stock in appearance, hence the stock car, but they would soup them up. So Johnny Law wouldn't know that the car was faster than his own, yes?
You're on.
This is
awesome.
Some history lesson.
I'll tell you, I watched TV, I watched the History Channel, and saw a whole thing on this. It's exciting. Now yes.
No, I wanted to ask Kurt Busch about something. You had a little work done, yes?
Yeah, you can't see it right now, though, because I got headphones on.
It's
awesome.
Share it, though. Why did you do this?
I wanted to do it for a long time now. I just got the ears pinned back. I wanted to be faster in the draft. I wanted to dig, man. I want to be able to draft smoother with these guys.
Commitment to your sport.
Really? He had ears that came out.
Yeah.
And they didn't cheat too well.
They weren't all that bad.
Can I see what you...
But they moved and slipped them back.
Not bad.
You're like an angry dog now, not a happy dog.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, that's one of the worst. It's never talked about. Everyone talks about the big schnoz or the hook nose or the hair lip or something like that. If you're a guy, and I don't know why girls never have this, but if you're a guy and you got them big Dumbo ears flapping out there, and it seems like you're listening every time someone is talking, it seems like you're eavesdropping on couples at other tables, that's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I would take I'd take like a roach clip, pin it to it, then take my nay-stays. That's what I use to keep my varnays on when I'm skiing.
He's got experience.
Bring it around the other side and clip it to the other one and cinch it in with that little plastic bead. Suck it in.
Well, it's paid off for you, Kurt Busch, because you have these two ladies. They're your girlfriends behind you here, these two blondes.
Miller-like girls. They're just with the sponsor.
But they're for you, though.
Absolutely.
You get to have your way with them, yes?
All race weekend.
How much bigger, perfect. How much has NASCAR grown in the last 8 to 10 years?
That's been the perfect time frame. About 8-10 years ago, the sport just hit mainstream. We started to branch out. Farther from the southeast, we've got races, 2 in L.A. now, 2 in Arizona, all over the country. So it's been a TV deal as well. Signing big money deals with TV, put us on Fox, we're on NBC. Mm-hmm. ESPN's just now coming back because they missed the boat 8-10 years ago because they didn't want to pay the money.
Miller Lite gives you women for free.
It's a rough deal, you know. NASCAR's definitely got the up arrow around it, huh?
What a job. What a job. All right, we unfortunately have to say goodbye, Kurt Busch, because we have to finish our ask this. We have to take a break, obviously.
The hell with the hillbillies. I think this Kurt Busch is class act.
I appreciate it. Check it out. They even put me on a Miller Lite bottle, man. Collector's edition.
That's nice. I was sucking
on
your head
makes
earlier.
Me look slimmer.
Earlier in the day, yeah. It's a nice shot. The ears pinned back.
See,
very
it's
handsome.
Not bad. Not bad.
Kurt Busch, everyone. Give him a hand.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to decide who wins the $5,000 and Ask Kiss Rodeo after this.
Hey, Adam. It's Andy Dick, and I just wanted to say you are one sexy son of a bitch.
Well, it's all come down to this, everybody.
Rachel Perry literally stopped giving the lap dance she was giving in the back there to come and see who wins.
Wow.
You're just jealous.
She has that kind of commitment to the show and alcohol. The beautiful Rachel Perry. Rachel, we have a check there for $5,000 for Ask Kiss Rodeo.
More than an oversized check.
Why don't you go handle that oversized novelty check? Yes. You will present it to the winner of today's Ask Kiss Rodeo.
We're done.
Yeah, let's wait. Let's wait a few minutes. Now, we have Zach. We have Pete. Ted, calm yourself, my brother.
Ted's a wreck.
Ted is a wreck. Calm down, Ted. Zach and Pete are here. Zach and Pete are two finalists. They cut through all the clutter. They're the best of the best. And now it's time for one worthy opponent to walk home.
They've stepped
with
over
$5,000.
Countless foes to reach this point to kiss Adam Carolla's ass. This is very exciting.
And, you know, I was speaking to Zach during the break, and he said nobody but the people in this bar thought he could do it. Not the sports writers. Then he started pointing. You, and you. None of you but the people in this locker room thought we could do it. We were the only ones who knew we could get this far. Well, you've not reached the summit of the mountain yet. The peak of Ass Kiss Mountain is still just out of reach. But in a few minutes,
and now it is time
we
for
will get
final
there.
Introductions.
All right.
Here we go, Billy Bob. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Adam.
Sure.
Like you said, this is it. All the guys kissing all day. All comes down to this, the finals. So y'all give them a big Vegas applause, a big yee-haw, and let's hear what they got.
Oh, okay.
The coin flip.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. That was it? That was the announcement? All right. Now, I'm going to ask Pete. Heads.
He's the road team.
Or
Zach
tails.
Is the
now,
favorite.
You get it. You get it right, and you can decide whether you want to go first or second.
I choose heads.
You choose heads. Rachel Perry.
It's is that tails or heads?
That's like tails.
Well, you use a nickel and it doesn't make.
We
any
used
sense.
American coins. That's
tails.
The problem.
It's a,
Rachel
it's,
Perry
it's
over
building.
There that recognizes.
He
Canadian.
Didn't pick building.
Yes, it has to have a picture of a dead queen and a leaf on it. Otherwise, she won't recognize it as currency.
Pete, how say you? Will you go first or second?
No, wait a minute. He missed that, didn't he?
Oh, he missed it. I am sorry, Zach.
First
it's up
or second.
To you. Would you like to go first or second?
I'll let Pete go first.
Letting Pete go first. The onus on the Peter.
Step into position, please, Pete. Best wishes.
All right, everyone, please.
Get down on your
settle
knees.
In. Let's focus.
Allow him to concentrate.
Tad, do not move during this next 5 minutes, please. Let's all focus. This is for $5,000 from the Playboy
best
Channel.
Best wishes to Pete.
Best wishes to you, Pete. Here we go. Let it begin. The finals of Ass Kiss Rodeo.
It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo! I love Rachel Perry's tattoos.
Who couldn't, my friend? The only thing that would make him better if it was a tattoo of your face all over her body would make her the most attractive woman in the world. Look at... Her boobs would be your eyes. It would be amazing.
Zach is my favorite Ass Kiss Rodeo player so far.
Zach is the best. I haven't seen anyone who can compete with him. If it was only capable for you to kiss your own ass, it would be unbelievable. You might be the only one who could dethrone him.
Wow. He's hot. I love this Ass Kiss Rodeo bit.
Who wouldn't? Anything that comes out of your mind is always a hit. I just wish I could live inside your head for 2 minutes. I'd be exposed to all these thoughts.
I hate this bit. I hate it.
It's the worst bit. It's a good thing. It's the Adam Carolla show. He gets top billing. It's no wonder that your first name starts with the first letter of the alphabet, because even our alphabet gives you top billing.
Wow.
Interesting.
Wow.
Mostly exceptional. He did take a stumble at the end.
A hiccup.
I will say this, Zach is going to have to bring it if he wants to emerge victorious with the $5,000.
I hope he brought his A hole kissing game.
Yes.
I thought I was overall, going in a direction.
Overall, though, a nice job by Pete.
Nice
again,
job,
though,
Pete.
I think
yeah.
He'd be the first to admit he stumbled towards
it. He did a great job. He was creative. He was interesting. He kissed a lot of ass. What happened was reminiscent of what happened to Jennifer Garner on the Oscars.
Mm.
Heading out to the podium in front of millions of people to make a speech. A slip, a hiccup, a stumble, but a save.
A recovery.
Nonetheless, yes. Small deduction.
Only an expert could have pulled that off. But here is the expert of all.
Yeah.
The best competitor we have, even money coming into the tournament, it's Zach.
Okay. You
best
ready?
Best wishes to Zach.
Yes, sir.
This is for the $5,000.
This is tense.
Whew. It's Ass Kiss Rodeo.
Woo-hoo!
Vanstone rocks.
Adam, you are absolutely correct. If you were the lead singer of Vanstone, it would rock so much harder.
I think Vanstone sucks.
Vanstone sucks because you're not in it. Like I said, if you were there, they would be the number one band.
I'm sad this show's over. It's almost at the end, and I'm really heartbroken.
I agree with you, Adam, but the good news is I get to hear your voice again tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and for future episodes.
Pete, he's the best player of Ass Kiss Rodeo ever.
If that's what you think, Adam, I back you 100%. I'll go outside. I'll eat a suicide pill right now so that your choice wins. Because you are the man.
Wow. I love this bit.
This is the best bit you've come up with. And out of all of your bits, which are outstanding, no one can touch, this is the one that will go down in history as Adam Carolla's brainchild.
Rachel Perry's bird tattoos. My favorite bird tattoos of all time.
They are the best. If they were you in between those birds, I think everyone agrees that that would be the single best tattoo.
Wow.
This is a quandary.
This is tough. No. You know, it's interesting. There was an interesting little thing there where I explained that I like Pete better than Zach. And he said that's your opinion, which is not the greatest way to start, but came full circle.
around, I believe, and made it work on his behalf.
Well, I'm going to have to go ahead and deduct some points from Zach because he went to the exact same answer that his competitor Pete did with the bird tattoo should be of you. Mm-hmm. However,
said
my final vote goes to Zach, and here's why.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's willing to kill himself to please you. I mean, now you can't do better than that.
I agree, and therefore I'm saying this, Zach. If you will get a running start and throw yourself off the outer balcony, drop 55 stories to what is probably going to be a very painful death, you will be awarded in memoriam.
This.
Yes. Posthumously, your family will be awarded this check for $5,000.
Zach Poole Memorial Adam Carolla Ask His
Belt.
That's right. Young kids of color, putting them through college.
Now. What?
Yes.
I've issued my vote. Rachel Perry, your vote.
This is very tough. I like Zach a lot. I think he had it tough going second. Pete came out from behind. Literally.
Don't make it sexual.
Yes.
And I gotta say, I actually found Pete a little bit more sincere.
Okay, it's a split decision. It now comes down to the man whose ass has been kissed.
Wow.
For lo, these
What's
many
so better?
Months.
And let me tell you, some people out there, it's very easy for you to sit out and judge. But until your ass has been planted in this stool and had it kissed by such worthy competitors, you'll never know what it's like to live inside these jeans. And don't pretend you do.
With that said,
Zach, the perennial favorite. Of course, Pete, coming from nowhere. Dark horse, launching to the top of the grid. It's tough. I'm sorry, though. I go Zach. To me,
Zach is the champion.
He is the winner of our first annual Ask Kiss Rodeo.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you. It's all for you. By the slimmest of margins, he emerges victorious. Pressure on his shoulders. He took it and emerged with his lips firmly planted on the ass of Adam Carolla.
Pete, you walk out of here with your head held high. And you promised me, because there are no losers in Ask Kiss Rodeo. You hold your head high. Zach, look at him. He's donning the belt, the very expensive Ask Kiss Rodeo belt. He has the $5,000.
Well deserved.
And a lot of class, by the way, coming from Pete over here. It's not sour grapes. He tips his underpants.
I think he's still kissing your ass saying you made a good decision. But,
wow. Hey. Wow. He'll take it to the grave. Zach, nice job. Give him a round of applause, everybody.
$5,000.
$5,000. Well earned.
Hard way.
Let me tell you something. When we met this kid a few days back on the radio, I said he's got it. And an ass kisser like this only comes around once every blue moon. And I knew Zach had it. Check and I talked candidly off the air about Zach and his potential. And he's lived up to every ounce of it. God love you, Zach. Spend the money in good health.
Thank you very much, Adam, for the opportunity just to talk to you.
You're the reigning champion, and we'll bring you back next year.
Look at the girls already lining up.
Oh, they want some loving. We'll see if you can be dethroned. All right. Well, that does it for the program. Thank you all very much for showing up. I want to thank the Palms Hotel and the beautiful Ghost Bar. Miller Lite, the Spearmint Rhino. Wow, the Spearmint Rhino. Land Rover for providing all of you with a new Range Rover.
Shiny automobiles we shall depart in.
Puddle of Mud. Give Puddle of Mud a hand. They did a great job. Republican from Ohio, Richard Martin.
I don't like that guy.
Oswaldo, the great Oswaldo.
Oh, yeah.
Who could forget Oswaldo? Kerry Hart. Kurt Busch, Van Stone, two great numbers, Van Stone.
They were great.
Third best band of Palmdale.
Dynamite.
I say they moved up to two after today.
First best in my heart.
Yeah, I want to thank Mayor Oscar Goldman. I know he goes by Goodman, but I look at him as the bionic mayor. And, of course, George Maloof for having us. So, until next time, from Las Vegas, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.